Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here today at Battle Creek Harper Creek High School, but it's the Lawton Blue Devils today playing the Lumen Christi Titans. The Lawton team just came out with the American flag and the Lawton Blue Devils flag coming out. Pretty exciting entrance. The fans clearly love it. This is a packed visitor side bleacher. Lawton coming down in droves. And I saw about seven school buses out there, so there must have been some caravanning happening. So just fun. This is one of, I said it to you before we got on the air, Brian, one of the biggest football Saturdays in our radio station's history. They have two semifinal games. We've got the Michigan Wolverines broadcast. It's going to start at 2:30 on WKHM. And the Spartans right now already on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. However, that's not going the way the Spartan fans might hope. 21-0 at this point.
Yeah, if you're listening to us in the car and you're trying to speed home so you can watch Michigan State and Ohio State, unless you're a Buckeye fan, you might as well just stay and listen to us.
Yeah, just enjoy the radio broadcast as the Titans band takes to the field. Little scouting report stuff. We mentioned it. This is a recruit specialized staffing scouting report on the pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. We talked about it, Jake Roof. I mean, he's not the lone weapon on this team, but anybody who has 46 touchdowns in a season, leading the nation in that category, that's got to be your first look, right? That's got to be the guy you focus on first and foremost.
Yeah, and if you're Lumen Christi, I feel like you actually relish this challenge. Like, you get to say, hey, we have the leading touchdown maker in the nation that we get to shut down today.
Nobody stopped him, but they haven't played us yet. That's kind of the feeling I got to imagine Lumen Christi takes on that challenge. And, you know, as far as Lumen Christi, it's tough to even do much on a scouting report for them except to say everybody's pretty good. They have so much depth across we've seen them all year, and I don't think we've ever had anybody be player of the game in consecutive games because somebody always seems to step up just a little more than the other guys. And sometimes it's just impossible to choose one person to be that player of the game. Look for Teddy Ehlers today. You know, he hasn't thrown it a lot, 71 passes, but he's completed 54 out of those for 600 yards and 5 TDs. That's a pretty great passing touchdown or passing performance season from a Lumen Christi quarterback.
Yeah, we talk about Teddy just kind of being the point guard out there, making the basketball analogy, and not a big scorer, but just just a distributor, I'll say.
Yeah, and his job is to go out there, run the offense, not make mistakes, and he's done that so well all year long. He'll need to do it again today. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff. It's Lumen Christi and Lawton on K105.3.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for fall classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Is your bank account feeling the strain of the holiday shopping? Clothing Carousel can help ease the pain. At Clothing Carousel, you'll find high-quality, name-brand consignments from the labels you trust at unbelievably low prices. The Clothing Carousel also has great home decor, Andrew's rustic aroma candles, and gift certificates available for your holiday gift-giving. The Clothing Carousel would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Lumen Christi versus Lawton. Back to the game. High school football. The Division 7 state semifinals on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor and the captain in this broadcast booth. I learned this lesson earlier in the year. They have a nice heated, temperature-controlled, cool broadcast booth and press box on the homestand side, but you can't hear the game on the radio broadcast. So we're over here on the visitor side. We've got no heat, but it's not that cold out today. I think it's a perfect day for a Division 7 state semifinal football game.
Well, Steve, you're not that cold. You're kind of tucked in there. I'm right by the open window, and the sacrifices we'll make for our listeners, unbelievable. You
know, I hope they appreciate it. As the Lawton sideline gets happy, Lumen Christi will kick off. Carl Hunt's going to put the boots to it. And it's up, it's high. That's going to get down to the 5-yard line, 10-yard line. It's caught on the return right up the middle. Breaks an arm tackle, gets down to the 30 before he's brought down. Lawton will take over on their 29-yard line. Blake Holder on the return, it looked like.
And Steve, here we've been doing high school games all year, and they're always exciting, but there's just something different in the air. And you can even see the way the teams are coming on and off the field from the kickoff, just with the pep in the step and the crowd's reaction, and we're ready to go.
Titan defense on the field. God, love that linebacker core there with Ralph Golden, Devion Franklin, and I'm missing the name.
Colin Morrow,
thank you. Yeah. And there's a handoff on first down, and you got to the 36 on the carry there for Lawton. Carter Cosby, this 165-pound junior running back for Lawton.
Yeah, and that's the thing with this Lawton team. You know, they have three backs in the backfield, and Roof's the guy that's going to do most of the damage, but they're not afraid to give it to any of them.
And they run that T we've gotten so familiar with here in the postseason. Clinton ran it, and we're going to get a false start against the Lawton team. A little over-anxious to get that run started, and they'll move them back 5 yards on that penalty. A couple of early jumps on the offensive line for Lawton.
Steve, we talk about the difference between regular season and playoff. Here it's just a 5-yard false start, which is, you know, it's a nice penalty for Lumen, but the crowd reaction just to the false start, people on their feet for a false start, it's awesome.
Every play feels like it's going to matter, and we got the T form out there. Landon Motter under center, and he'll hand it off to the left side. And the Titans wrap him up. Colin Morrow on the tackle, along with number 17, John Ganton.
Yep, and still that carry was made by Cooper Gibb. So no Jake Roof yet.
We're just underway here, scoreless. 10:58 to play first quarter. Third down and 8 for Lawton from their own 34-yard line. It's going to be tough running against this Titan front 7. You know it is. And now the Titans move around. I think they saw some motion on Lawton again. And that's what it'll be.
Another false start and more standing cheers.
Yeah.
The Lumen faithful.
You got to feel like Lawton's got to reel this in. I think it's a little bit of excitement. But, you know, you got to figure out a way to counteract that. Let's make it 3rd and 11 now.
Yeah, we're likely to see that from both teams, too. That's probably a bigger advantage, being able to defer to the second half. You don't have to take the offense where you have to be a little more in control.
It's 3rd down long. Titans love to be in this situation against a team like Lawton that probably doesn't want to throw the ball that much. They go to a little bit of a spread formation, quick bubble screen, and they're going to get the first down and out the sidelines. Got a chance to go all the way down the 48-yard line. Great play call for the time. And it's Luke Layton on the reception. Carries it to midfield for the Blue Devils. 1st and 10.
Steve, it's cold out, and I don't know if that ball was just kind of slipping out of the QB's hands as he's throwing it, but that was a very awkward-looking throwing motion. So if that is the throwing motion, I see why they're running a lot.
Well-designed and timed play, and they come out in that shotgun form, that spread formation that they just ran. And there's a little handoff on a jet sweep. Coming across the 50, down to the 45, and into the 43 before they're stopped. And Lawton now, the energized crowd and the energized team. That's a nice carry on first down, second and about four.
You know, even though both teams are going to want to run, which sometimes kind of eats clock and you think that's going to be a lower scoring game, I do expect to see some points. So if you're Lumen and they happen to drive down here, you know, no panic. It's early.
Another fake jet sweep. This time they go to Roof in the middle, and the Titans shut him down at the 45. Lost a yard on the play. Second down and four now becomes third down and five. 9:24 to play first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Scoreless, and another third down conversion necessary if Lawton wants to keep this drive alive.
And I apologize to bring this to you, but Michigan State now down 28-0.
I just saw that update as well. All right, third down and five. And again, they spread it out here for Lawton, looking for that jet sweep. Now he cuts up the middle, breaks a tackle, and I think he's got the first down. Just stayed on his feet long enough to get there on the carry there. Cooper God. 8:57 to play here in the first quarter, and it's another first down for Lawton at the 38-yard line in Titan territory.
And we've seen six offensive plays already, and still no Jake Roof.
I think he had one carry here, Brian, I'm going to be honest.
Okay. My bad. There's a two also. Maybe yeah. I just saw the one, too.
Yeah, because he's lined up next to the quarterback in that shotgun. They really shifted formation here. Now looking to go to the air. Pretty good throw. One-on-one coverage. And incomplete. And we're going to get a flag out that might be pass interference. I don't love the call, Brian. They were both kind of jostling. Wasn't anything overt, but I think that's going to go against the Titans.
Yeah, I just saw two guys both looking at it. It wasn't like he wasn't looking at the ball. They were just both going for the ball.
That is the call. So big penalty there for the Titans, and that'll get them backed up into their zone. So they'll walk it off from the 38. 8:34 on our first quarter clock. Of course, our first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
Kind of like the Chunky Willis who opens holes that others can't for the Lumen Christi offensive line.
23-yard line here, first and 10 for Lawton. Getting close to that red zone area clock at 8:34. And spread out formation here again. This time the gives to Roof off the left side, and he's hit immediately. Ralph Golden coming up to make the stop. He lost a yard or two on that one. And Ralph Golden is a sure-handed tackler and a strong kid. That's a nice football player right there and a nice football play from Golden.
Because that was just flat-out one-on-one. Your best versus one of our best, and Golden won that battle.
The scores keep coming in from the Ohio State game. 28-0, GOC's got Stroud, 17 of 18 for 250 yards and four touchdowns.
Which would be a pretty nice game, and since it's just starting the second quarter.
And now it's a QB keep. He's going to get through the middle. He's going to get a couple yards, but not much. Down to about the 19. And a designed QB run. That's Motter on the scamper. Third down, and we'll call it 7 yards.
I tell you what, Steve, if Morrow doesn't make that tackle, that's a touchdown. Because everybody was going with Ralph over there to the right side, and Morrow stayed home and made a great one-on-one tackle there, too.
19-yard line, say third and six. 7:25 to play here in the first quarter. We're still scoreless, but Lawton driving on their first possession. And the QB's going to keep it again. And Morrow's the one who brings him down again. And he got about a yard, so it'll be fourth down and five. And Lawton running into that don't break part of the Lumen defense. I mean, a lot of times they shut you right down, but if they do bend, when they get down into these red zone areas, they tend to clamp up and really shut teams down. So on a fourth and five at the 18-yard line, 6:50 to play in the first quarter, Lawton looking for the call from the sideline. And Brian, they came out in that T formation for the first set of downs. As soon as they got a first down, they switched, and now they've stayed in this spread out with Motter and shotgun back there with Roof, and constant motion from Cooper Guy, and now we get a flag out for a legal procedure, and that helps the Titans. Third time on this possession that Lawton has committed those procedure penalties, and that's hurt them but not enough to get them off the field yet, so we'll see.
And I mentioned the tight and faithful cheering for these false starts. Well, that's a big one right there. The difference between 4th and 5 against this running team and 4th and 10 is huge.
So we're still scoreless here early, but yeah, 4th and 10. Titan defense spread out. We got three wide receivers here for Motter. And he gives it to Roof. Reverse to Guy. He's got some room on the sideline. They make the tackle, but he got the first down. Nifty play call there. And Roof reverses it to Guy, who gets the first down. Well blocked over there, too. We had your guy, Cole Simpson, over there. And they held him just enough to keep him from making that tackle behind the chains. So first and goal for Lawton at the 10-yard line.
And that's an early heartbreaker for Lumen, because you get Lawton in that fourth and long and not known for being a passing team. You think you have a good chance to stop, but that was just a well-designed play, a little misdirection.
And now we go with that big set again, the T. There's a handoff, and not a lot of room. He kind of twists over the pile and stays on his feet. He's going to get down to the 7. On the carry there is Carter Cosby. This will be second and goal from the 7-yard line here for Lawton.
That looks like,
oh, no, that's a really good spot. 6-yard line.
Yeah, that looked like they had Cosby wrapped up around the 9 and stayed on his feet.
Yeah, he just kind of rolled over the pile and then got landed on his feet. So they give it to Roof down here inside. You'd expect this is where he would flourish with 46 TDs on the season, but they stop him at the 5, and that'll make a third and goal from the 5. Got so many third down conversions on this drive for Lawton so far.
And all of them meant third and at least 5, too.
Yeah.
And the clock is ticking. This is fast-moving quarter as we're nearing the 5-minute mark.
Still scoreless here early. Lawton, though, knocking on the door from the 5-yard line. We'll see what the Titans defense has for him. That's another gift, this time to Cosby. And, oh, they fooled me. Fooled everybody. And Motter keeps it and takes it to the end zone. Cosby, some people thought he had it so much so that they tackled him. And Motter carries it in. Touchdown. Lawton. Blue Devils lead 6-0.
We've seen some of that this year with some good ball handling, and that was as good as anything we've seen. It fooled me. I think it fooled the Titan D. Motter got to walk in there.
4:53 to go first quarter. We'll have an extra point try here. Snaps good, holds down, and the kick is up. Officials say it's good. 7-0 Lawton here on K105.3. We're back in 30 seconds with the Titans' first possession.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ Trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more.
Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson. High school football playoffs, the Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Colin Morrow and Nick Wilson deep to return here for the Titans. .453 to play in the first quarter, and the kick coming from the 40-yard line, straight downfield, up end over end. The 6, and fielded there by Morrow, and he goes into the line to the 25. He's hit there, and he'll get to the 27, and the Titans will take over there.
Steve, like I mentioned, no need to panic. We knew there's going to be some scoring in this game, so now Lumen just has to kind of turn the tables and have a little scoring drive themselves, which we've seen many a time this season.
Yeah. I mean, that was basically that Detroit Loyola game last week. They came out and scored 40 seconds in. Maybe less than that. I can't even remember. Their first play from scrimmage, they scored. Titans came back, marched it down, and answered. And that's what they got to do here. Handoff goes to Walker off tackle. He's hit there. Kick it out to the 29. Seeing a couple yards on first down, 2nd and 8.
That's one of Lawton's stud linebackers, Drew Steffian.
4:23 ticking off the first quarter clock here. Our first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thanks so much to Mark Conopacki and the whole team at Minuteman Sewer and Drain for helping us bring you live high school football all season long. Second down and 8. Ralph Golden in motion. Little offset I form pitch out to Nick Wilson to the left side, looking for some space. Cuts it upfield over the 30. He gets to the 32 before he stopped. And that'll make a third down. And about 5 yards.
Tell you what, that was a good hit there by Ralph, too, who's played safety for Lawton as well as a running back. And because Wilson looked like he had some room and had a little speed with him, and all of a sudden he just came to a stop. That was a big hit.
Third down, 5 yards, 3:28 to play. 7-0 Lawton right now. Titans with their first possession in the third down. Big. Feels big here. Pitch, and it's like a wildcat to Colin Morrow. He needed to get to the 32, and he didn't get there. It's a collision over there. I think he's at about the 30. So that makes it about 4th and 1 or 2.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Ooh,
that spot.
Yeah, that's rough. Over by the sideline. So they'll put it on the 34-yard line for a 4th down and about 3 for the Titans here. So a lot of defense stout so far.
Yeah, early interesting call for Coach Brogan. Are we going for that?
Punt units out. ...42-year vet Coach Brogan decides to punt it away. Rely on his defense. Great Lumen bounce on the punt, and it's going to tip out of bounds right at the 25. It's a pretty good punt for the Titans, and the Blue Devils will take over back in their territory with 2:31 to go first quarter. And think about how many times the Titans were so close to getting off the field on a defensive stop and didn't. So,
you know, we have the luxury sitting up here thinking there are some victories out of that touchdown drive. I know the Titan coaching staff is not going to think there are any victories, but you know, like you said, there was 5 third-and-longs. They just got to hold them one time here. And 1 4th and 10.
Yeah.
So
huge play on that.
Yeah, just Lawton getting these big conversions that Lumen's going to have to buckle down.
They go with a T form right now. And then they give it to the middle back, and he's going to carry it over the 30 down to the 33. Nice carry on first down. I believe that's Cooper Guide. Clock running here in our first quarter. Again, 7-0. Blue Devils now with the football. Their own end of the field, but 2nd down and 2. And there's a handoff. Again up the middle, and this time it looked like it was Cosby and the Titan defense right there. That Titan defensive line, always tough. Charlie Conklin, Garrett Slider, Chunky Willis, Davion Franklin, Connor Smith all up there. Just interchanging guys constantly, but I think the ones that we get used to seeing in there in the middle all the time is Chunky Willis and his running mate down there, another big guy, Putman.
Yeah, and Connor Smith there in the tackle, too.
There's a little dive attempt, and they're going to stop short of the marker. Short of the line to gain, I think. We'll see the spot, but wow, that's a really generous spot, too. Is he going to move that back? Okay.
So, I was going to say, so far, nothing has seemed to go the Titans' way. Anything that's been questionable has been against the Titans, and we'll see if Lawton brings their punt unit in.
4th and 1. And we'll see. There's some personnel change happening, and it looks like they may be punting it away, or at least pretending to.
I suppose after that first defensive series for Lawton, maybe they just want to flip the field themselves.
Yeah, you'd hate to get stuffed back here and give the Titans a short field to work with. They do punt. It's not a great punt either. That's going to go right to the sideline out of bounds. They got to mark that around the 50.
And yeah, maybe even on the Lawton side.
Yeah.
Thinking 45-ish.
Let's see where the official has got it.
Oh, hey, they're spotted at the... Okay.
No. Okay, there it is at the 46. It's crowded by the Titans over there, but still on the Lawton end of the field.
Yeah.
So that was a nice... The Titans' best move so far was to get Lawton in the backed up and let him punt.
Well, we know watching enough high school football that sometimes punting is not a sure way to just flip the field. So that's why we see so many teams go for it on fourth and short.
High formation here for the Titans. Two wide receivers split to the right. Ehlers under center. And the give is to Walker. And he plunges right into that offensive line. And you can watch that pile just kind of shift yard by yard. And he's got it over the 45 to the 42-yard line. Make a second down and six for the Titans.
Yeah, Steve, we noticed how hard Walker hits that hole again in the St. Mary's game. It was always just quick, and the pile would just move with him. And that's what we just saw in that last play, too.
Second down, 6 yards for the Titans. And that's going to run out the time on our first quarter clock. 7-0 Blue Devils, with the Titans with a football on the Lawton side of the field. Let's come back in 60 seconds for the second quarter on WKHM.
Hello, my name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School.
I'm Jeff Punches, assistant principal and athletic director at East Jackson. The recent pandemic has taught us that the traditional way of delivering education simply does not work for today's student.
At East Jackson, our focus is not just on standardized test scores. Our focus is on our students. We understand the importance of reading, writing, arithmetic, but we want our students to be able to develop life skills, like balancing a checkbook or changing a tire.
While we love utilizing our one-to-one technology, a computer will never replace the value of a classroom teacher or the value of hands-on activities and student-to-student interaction.
At EJSS, we want to bring back the school experience. And while we focus strongly on academics, we still love to have dress-up competitions.
We have pep assemblies,
rap battles.
We even have student versus staff dance-offs.
Education has changed, and at East Jackson Secondary School, we are changing with it. For more information, please check us out at eastjacksonschools.org or pop in and visit anytime.
The Division 7 state semifinals, Lumen Christi versus Lawton. High school football, back to the action on Jackson Set Music, K105.3.
Out of the switch sides, and Connor Smith was leaning over, I think, to maybe hear the count and kind of lost his balance a little bit, and so it'll be a false start penalty against the Titans and move them back and make it second down and 11 with the penalty. 12 minutes on our second quarter clock, and the Titans move themselves back. They trail 7-0 here in the early going. We've got an out-of-town scoreboard look. Michigan Center, Warren Michigan Collegiate, tied at 6-6 after a 3-yard run by Caden Highland. Shift here into an I formation. The Titans false start again.
Well, the false starts that we saw from Lawton early on, which was three of them, we talked about the nerves of the beginning of a game. Well, this is only the second time the Titans have had the ball, and now we're kind of seeing that on their side as well.
Other scores from out of town: Hudsonville, Unity, 14-0 over Edwardsburg. We had a 8-0 Ottawa Lake lead over Hudson, and the Tigers have had a good run going. I'd hate to see that come to an end, but Lenawee Christian was leading 17-12. I don't know if that was a final yet, but that's eight-man state championship game there. So now with two penalties, 10 yards in the minus for the Titans before any time has run off the second quarter clock. This time the snap is clean, and just a little Statue of Liberty drop off to Colin Morrow, and Lawton does a good job of covering it, but not before Morrow's going to get about 4 yards on the play.
Chase Mitchell for Lawton was not fooled on that play. And we've seen the Titans do that a couple times, and apparently Lawton was ready for that.
Third down and about 14 here. That is tough for the Titans, who things were looking good for them after that punt, bad punt by Lawton. Couple penalties back-to-back, and that's why easy to see in the course of a game where plays like that happen, and you can't make those kind of mistakes, and that's out of character for the Titans. We've got Ehlers in a shotgun here. Rolling out to his right. Cooper Keene's out there. Stops, turns, caught, first down. No, it's not going to be short by a couple. You know, Cooper Keene did a great run, ran a great route. Ehlers put it on the money, and Cooper Keene's just got hands like glue. But it will make it fourth down, and about two here for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, at least this puts them in a manageable situation.
Oh, let's call it fourth and one. Good spot. I love it here, Brian. They've got the digital down marker here on the chain gang. And now we'll get a timeout from Lawton. Let's take 60 seconds. We're back with the next play on K105.3.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. The School Safety Reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
Back to the action. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So the Titans come out of that timeout. We get another false start penalty against Lumen. So a fourth and one is now fourth and six. Looks like the offense is going to stay on the field, though.
Steve, this is just so rare to see two teams that are usually so disciplined and the opponent doing this.
Right.
Now both teams have, that's our fifth false start penalty.
And now we'll get a timeout from the Lumen sideline. We're going to keep it right here on the broadcast. Say thank you to a couple sponsors while we have an opportunity. And that includes our first quarter sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. What was a pretty quick first quarter of action here. We got 10:41 to go in the second quarter right now in a 7-0 Blue Devils lead, Lawton. With that opening drive for seven, Titans now their third false start penalty on this possession, put themselves in a fourth and six scenario. We'll say thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, and stay tuned at halftime for our halftime coverage brought to you by Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport. Again, our update from Michigan Center with stat game tied at 6-6. Warren Michigan Collegiate, the opponent there. And now the punt unit is out for the Titans. And they'll send Cooper Guy back deep. No, I'm sorry, that's Roof back to receive for Lawton. Punt from the 48. Good high punt. And that's going to drop. He's going to fair catch that one at the 10. And so that is, let's say, actually jumped up to the 11-yard line here for Lawton, and they'll take over. And so the Titans doing a good job, at least with the punting game, of flipping that field position. But you got to figure out something to do against this Lawton defensive line so far. I think it's fitting, Brian, that Lawton over here at Harper Creek, and their uniforms match the Harper Creek colors here too, with the white jerseys and the blue lettering.
Yeah, it sure does. Seems like a home game. But good boot by Caden Martinez.
And there's a keep right up the middle, splashing through the line is Motter, just under center. Just a quick QB sneak, and he takes it all the way out to the 26-yard line.
That must be something they saw on film, because that did look like a typical, like, one-yard type QB sneak, but he just gained, 11 yards on that?
Yeah, that's a nice gain. And they do put it on just the 25. Lawton comes out in that T formation, and that one's going to go up the middle. Titans stuff that with nowhere to go. 25-yard line where they'll have second and 10 now for Lawton. They lead 7-0. 10:09 to play in the first half from Harper Creek High School. It's the Lumen Christi Titans and the Lawton Blue Devils. Lawton unbeaten this season, and Roof in their backfield. 46 touchdowns so far to lead the nation. 46 TDs in 11 games is a lot. T form again. This time it's a pitch out to Roof, and he's going to get to the sideline. Pushes through a blocker up to that first down yardage, the 35. And I think that's going to move the chains at the 36. And Roof just kind of plowed through his own blocker over there, making sure he could get to that line to gain. First and 10, Blue Devils. from the 36.
We haven't oftentimes seen a line kind of being able to match up with Lumen's line and their size and quickness, but this Lawton line, there are some athletes.
Yeah, good size. And you know, just being big isn't everything, but they got the athleticism, too. You can see that as they slam into the Lumen Titan line there. And nice, tough running by Carter Cosby, but the Lumen line was tougher on that one, and they'll stop him for a loss of one on the play, second and 11.
It's been kind of odd. Lumen's had several of those plays where they've stuffed him for a loss or no gain, but then Lawton seems to just break one when it's most needed for Lawton.
Ottawa Lake Whiteford out to now a 14-0 lead over Hudson. And in that eight-man state championship game, Lenawee Christian leads 24-20 with 5 minutes to play. We have 8:54 to go here in our first half. 7-0 Lawton. And they have the football, second and long here. Out of the T formation, a little play action, rolling out the throw as Motter. He's got a man downfield and it's caught. Pretty good coverage by the Titans, but the throw was right into the basket for the receiver on the play. And that's Chase Mitchell, 210-pound senior tight end, and a really nice throw and catch there. First down.
It's kind of rare in high school to see it. Like, I had to look at his weight, too, when you were mentioning his name, because he looks like a big boy. That looks like, from here, it looks more like 240. You don't see that making 10-yard catches very often in high school football.
Yeah, and let's see what we got. Chase Mitchell on the official roster here listed at 6'2", 208.
Let's say he's had a few meals since that.
There's a handoff on first down. That's going to Guy. He's going to slash through for about 8 yards on the first down carry. And Lawton continuing to kind of find momentum. And what you're seeing from right now, the Titans, is a little body language, hands on the hips, maybe breathing a little hard. That defense would love to be off the field. They're used to being off the field for some long offensive possessions, but now having to stick on the defense here. And there's a little play action bootleg, and they wrapped him up. And Chucky Willis maybe makes first contact, and then Colin Morrow finishes off the play. Great job by getting some penetration from the Titan defensive line to pull down Landon Motter on the QB bootleg.
Yeah, I almost think that was a little miscue by Lawton. I don't think Motter was planning on taking off with that, and there was a miscommunication.
7:50 to go here, first quarter, 7-0. Lawton with the football, third down and four. Just on the other side of midfield at the 48 in Titan territory. And there's another quick handoff in the middle, and the Titans have been doing a good job of shutting those down. And so he gets maybe a yard on that, and it'll make it fourth down and three. Now, in a fourth and real short, back in their own end of the field, Lawton punted last time, but I don't know, this feels a little different, and they don't see any personnel change happening.
Yeah, they're thinking about it. A little pause here. The way Lawton's defense has been playing, but after that last 10-yard punt, they might just decide, hey, it's better to just leave our offense, take our chances, and it looks like that's what's happening.
7:06, fourth down and three. For Lawton out of the tee, they do a pitch out to Roof. He dives at the end of the play. I think he got the distance. And that's going to be nothing official yet. Give us the first. There they go to move the chains. First down, Lawton. And Roof just had a head of steam. And after contact, just kind of made that last dive to get past the marker. And it's first and 10. Put him at the 43-yard line in Lumen territory now, under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Lawton leads 7-0. Another one where Motter just keeps it on one of those little QB sneak dives, gets about 5 yards.
Yeah, again, just don't see that very often, the QB sneak for 7, 8, 9 yards.
Yeah, that was a big chunk. Second down and about three to go.
Yeah.
7 yards on that play. Motter now under center. Still that T form. Those three backs have all been doing well. Play action, looking to throw. Gets up the middle. Caught by Roof, and he's going to take that to the house. Touchdown, Blue Devils. Right up the seam. And a good throw by Motter. 13-0, Blue Devils. 6:14 to play in the first half.
Boy, Steven, right now the Lawton offense is just seeming to do what they want when they want. Big chunk plays each time. 6, 7 yards a crack.
Yeah, you get in those fourth down situations, as the extra point is no good. So it'll be 13-0. You get those fourth down situations, you got to get off the field. And so far the Titans have had a few chances and haven't been able to get them done. We'll take a 30-second break. We got a kickoff pending on WKHM K105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The South Street and Jefferson Road locations of Kelly Express, along with the Galley in Napoleon, now offer DoorDash.
November pizza specials available at South Street, Jefferson, Grass Lake, and the Galley. Right now, get a large one-topping pizza with salad for just $14.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com. For quick, convenient service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to the Gridiron. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Derek Walker, Colin Morrow, Nick Wilson all back there wherever this kick lands, and that's going to get inside the end zone, and that'll be a touchback.
It's probably a good thing. He was thinking about coming out and... Usually just more bad things happen than good things.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe he didn't know right where his feet were because he was looking up to catch the football. But he was just one step into that blue end zone. And so the Titans will bring it out to the 20, where they got to find something going here on offense. You know, and I liked when they did go for that pass on fourth down, Cooper Keene was able to get wide open.
And we know his hands are sticky.
Yeah, that guy's just maybe the best hands I've seen all year. They pitch it out to Nick Wilson, looking for a cut lane up the middle, and he finds some room over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Nick Wilson on the carry there. 6:01 to play here in the first half. Titans get a nice gain on first down, second and about three.
Steve, I don't think I'm overstating this, but I think this is a very large drive for the Lumen Christi Titans.
Right. Everything feels big because it's a playoff game, but they've got to establish that they can move the football. Ehlers hands off to Walker, and he's going to get stopped for a loss. Maybe he loses about a yard, and that'll make it third down and five. That just looked like a missed assignment or something, Brian, because pretty good, pretty clean handoff and all that stuff, and Walker just met with two guys right there at the same time.
And for our listeners who obviously can't see this game, you know, the Lawton defense is as advertised. They're just big and fast. Everybody, it's just a swarming defense right now.
Now we go with the big jumbo set here from the Titans. Cole Simpson plays over the 30-yard line. I think he's got first down.
And if, yeah.
I mean, when yards have been tough to come by, you go to your tough yardage guy. Cole Simpson is that guy for Lumen. If they need a couple yards here and there, that's the guy they put in the backfield. In that case, that was another heads-up play where you could tell he knew where the line to gain was and stayed on his feet.
Yeah, that good hard running by Cole, and you see that of Walker as well.
7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Michigan Center trails 14-6 now against Warren Michigan Collegiate. And there's a little reverse play. Oh, it's a pass. They got a man downfield. Cole Simpson caught. Oh. He's on his feet still. What a jump ball catch by Cole Simpson. All the way down to the 35-yard line. And look at the zip on that football on the halfback pass by the Titans.
Yeah, Logan Decker, a name we haven't called much. And a play we haven't seen yet, but what a catch by Cole Simpson.
Leave it to the ingenuity of Sean Brogan up there, calls plays from the booth. And that was a well-timed, well-executed first and on 10 for the Titans on the lot 35. They trail 13-0. Derek Walker now with a run. An energized Derek Walker. And he's going to take it right down to the 25. I think that's 10 yards on first down. 4:09 to play in the half, 13-0 Blue Devils, but here come the Titans looking energized. Let's see where that spot ends up. They're going to, it's not the spot I wanted to see, but still second and two is not bad. And the Titans just seem energized. And there's another handoff to Walker, and he's got some room to the edge, to the middle. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Derek Walker! Lumen Christi Titans answer when they needed. You said it felt big, Brian, and they get big plays. Derek Walker off tackle and then cuts it inside, takes it to the house. And the Titans are on the board.
Good vision by Walker. I think he was going to hit that kind of up the middle and saw that there was nothing there. A little jump cut out to the left. And nothing but green.
6 points now for the Titans. And here's the extra point try. Carl Hunt, Mr. Automatic, gets the good-looking one there. 13-7. We're back in 30 seconds with another kickoff on K105.3.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
Now back to the action. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and it's 13-7 Blue Devils. The Titans with their first points of the day with 3:45 to play in the first half. Winner of this one will take on the winner of a game between Pomona Westphalia and Traverse City St. Francis, and that one is tied at 7 so far. So that's just a tough Final Four here in Division 7.
That is four powerhouses, traditional powerhouses.
Yeah. Titans will get the kickoff here. It's a low liner, and it's going to bounce at the 30. Picked up there and on the return. Finding a little space, and that coverage team gets out to the 38-yard line. On the return there for Lawton is Luke Layton, 5'9", junior. And
good tackle there by Logan Decker, doing some early contributions from a name that we haven't called a lot.
No, I think he's one of those JV call-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
3:39 to play here in the first half. 13-7. Blue Devils lead. They've got the football at their own 38-yard line. And they'll come out with that. They had a little more success spreading the football out like they're doing now here, Brian, out of the shotgun for Motter. And there's a handoff to Roof to the left side. And Chunky Willis reached a big paw out there and got a hold of his left shoulder pad. Brings him down with a little help. So he'll get about 2 yards on the play, second and eight.
We talked about a big offensive drive. The unfortunate thing about that drive was it was so quick. This gives Lawton plenty of time to march at their own pace as well, how they want to march it.
Yeah, really a chance to make a statement for the Titan defense too, though. And if they can shut this down and maybe give their offense another chance here in the first half. And there's going to be a keep from the quarterback. Oh, man, it looks like we had a hold on the outside. And that's a nice cut by the QB. And a nice job to be right on time for Colin Morrow and Cole Simpson. So he gets maybe a yard out of that one, but a great tackle by the Lumen Christie defensive duo there.
Yeah, Steve, I saw somebody on the coaching staff of Lumen giving the hold signal, and I totally agree with you. I thought that was right out in front of everybody. Bad break for the Titans. But it's still third and we'll, you know, anything over five we'll call third and long, and this is where Titans want to be.
And it's about third and 5.5, really, but shotgun here, and they're going to do a quick out to Roof and incomplete. Titans were right there defensively, and ball thrown a little bit ahead of Roof where he wanted it, and that'll bring up a fourth down, and that's a punt situation for Lawton here. So, yeah, the Titans score and then come and get a three and out.
Yeah, not only getting the three and out, but because of that incompletion, the clock stops, and now Lumen will have 2:23 to go, which kind of gives them some time to also just feel like they don't have to throw the ball.
It's Morrow back deep to return, or is that Gabe King? That's King back there. And he'll catch it. He has to dive for it. It's loose, and he'll cover it. And so the Titans will take over at the 23-yard line. Gabe King had to cover some ground to get over and try to catch that. So nice to just hold on to it.
And he did do a good job getting over there to catch it, because if he lets that go, that's very likely going to bounce inside the 10 anyway.
Yeah, that was a nice punt. After that atrocious first punt, he found his bearings. 2:16 to play in the half. Titans have the football back. A little trickery to get them down the field on their last possession, but I think what was more telling, Brian, was at the end of that drive, the couple runs that Derek Walker had, if you can get him going. And now the Titans come out five wide, empty backfield for Ehlers under center. You get Morrow in motion. Now you got four wide receivers to the right side, and they go out there to Cooper Keene, and he's got some room up the sideline. Spins away from a tackle, down to the 34-yard line. Cooper Keene, they draw one up for him with blockers, and he makes good on it. And that's going to be a first down, Titans.
Really like that play design, too, because that was kind of just a extension of a run game, but they had more blockers than there were defenders out there.
Yeah, it's just that chance to kind of shift the run game from the middle of the field over to that other side and maybe get a, like you said, a little mismatch on blockers to tacklers. First and 10, Walker takes it. Running with a little more energy than he did. Breaks a couple tackles in midfield. Walker's in the secondary. No flags. He's taking it to the house. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Titans, Derek Walker. He disappeared into a crowd of Lawton tacklers, and then he merged and was running alone. Derek Walker turning it on when they need it the most, and it's tied at 13. Titans answer back big at the end of the first half with 1:45 to play.
Unbelievable run. That was a two-yard gain.
Yeah.
Was going to be. As you said, Walker just emerged from a mass.
Unscathed. He came through there and was running so strong, and then you get the foot race at the end of the play, and he has enough jets to get that done. And now we're going to get a false start or something on the extra point. Offsides on Lawton.
And I don't know if this extra yard will make a difference in the Titans. I think they'll still just go ahead and kick the extra point with Mr. Automatic.
They've done it all year that way. I think the only time I saw Coach Brogan go for two and we were thanking him for it in the press box was they were leading by 33. And the two-point try put them up by 35 and we could get that running clock going.
Well, it turns out for Lawton's sake, that ended up being a good penalty because the first attempt was good, but now he's going to have to try it again.
Great crowd here for this state semifinal football game. And with the extra point attempt, that one's through. I think we got it. No flag this time. And it's good. I never saw the official signal, did you?
I did see it.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it's 14-13. Titans with their first lead of the game. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on K105.3.
Did you know Dr. B is a platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Now back to the action. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Carl Hunt with a kickoff. That is a high boot down to the 12-yard line. Caught there on the return. Finding a little space, getting through the middle, and then there's a hit. Morrow won't let him go. But that is going to be good field position for Lawton out to the 38-yard line. On the return there, I've got Cal Motter, sophomore slot for Lawton.
Steve, we always want a Lumen Christie touchdown there, but again, I guess the little slight downfall was, again, too fast.
Titans using big plays to get it done. Nearly halftime, Ohio State now 49-0 lead over Michigan State.
Wow.
I didn't expect that. Little high snap from Otter is going to throw it on the slot. What a hit! Cole Simpson laying the lumber on the receiver. He did catch it and hold on. It's a good 5-yard gain. Paid the price. Cooper Giebe, the receiver on the play. Minute 20 and the clock's running.
That's one where the receiver comes back and says, hey, let's not run that play again. Because Cole Simpson just leveled it.
Yeah, just a quick slant and Simpson had a step and a hit. And we know he knows how to hit. Second down and 5 for Lawton, looking to throw again in the 2-minute offense. And getting some time, making his own time. Flies one downfield. Good arm by Motter. but overthrows the receiver, well covered all the way down by the Titans. And Alex Pastoriza, I think, on the coverage down there.
I kind of made a little bit of a negative comment about Motter throwing early, but that, even though it kind of had a Phillip Rivers look to it, he launched that thing.
Yeah. No, you didn't make a negative. You said if that's how it is.
Okay, I did. I see,
but that's not, clearly that's not how it is. He's made some really fine throws in this game. Just that first one came off his hands real awkward, and I guess that was,
nerves, cold weather.
Kind of, well, that was kind of what you said.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were negative. Okay. You were just saying that was one bad throw. And he's proven that he has the ability to throw downfield, and the Titans have to respect that. And here on third and five with 57 seconds to play, they trail by one, and he's looking to throw again, looking to go deep, gets it away. It's a bit of a duck, and that's going to be picked off. Caught, yes, Cole Simpson on the interception there with 50 seconds to play in the half. And, that's ill-advised for him to just launch that one. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a punt in that situation, but that he was under pressure and probably should have just tucked it and ran it.
You know what, though, Steve? I think Ralph Golden kind of got a hand on his elbow, and that's kind of what that came out ducky, as you said. And Cole Simpson, sometimes those ones that are right to you and floating are the tough ones to catch.
Right. And there were three other Titans trying to intercept that as well. So he's the one who came out like catching a bouquet at a wedding. Cooper Keene out as Ehlers, a little bootleg, and doesn't look to throw, just looking to run. It's still on the run. That's feet at the 50. Oh, touchdown saver there. Ehlers gets it to the Lawton side of the field at the 46-yard line. 13 for Lawton, 14 for the Titans. 42 seconds to play first quarter. Titans with the lead and looking to move it quickly to the line. Ehlers under center. And he'll spike it to stop the clock at 40 seconds, and the Titans think they can score again here. And why not?
Yeah, who says Lumen doesn't have quick strike ability? This is their last two touchdown drives have taken about a combined minute 30.
And again, that kind of play-action boot there, that fake, just well-timed. Yeah. Because after a couple big runs for Walker, all you got to do is fake it to him, and you know that you're going to get everybody on that Lawton defensive side to go to try to make a tackle on Walker, and Ehlers burned him on it. And now second down and 10 from the 46 in Lawton territory. Titans with the football. Ehlers in the shotgun, and he's rolling out to his left looking to throw, and he's hit as he throws it. It's caught by Keene, and he turns upfield and goes out of bounds at the 30, and the flag comes in late, and I think that's going to be a little extracurricular touching on the sideline there by the Blue Devils.
Man, and Ehlers paid the price. He hung in there and delivered it on the money, but did he take a shot to the ribs, and he's still down.
And the trainer coming over from the sideline.
And let's hope that's just a knock the wind out of him type hit, which is very likely because he took it right in the gut.
Yeah, that was a gut shot. 34 seconds to play, first half. 14-13 Titans leading after a big gain there. They've got it spotted on the 29, and a flag came out at the end of the play.
Do we have an official word on the penalty yet? Are we going to be adding some yardage for Lumen, or is this coming back?
I don't know. It looks like it's coming back. Like maybe it was Cooper Keene who was penalized. And Ehlers still not up. And they got the training squad featuring Chunky Willis. And he's now up to a seated position, which isn't good to see.
So they're going to give Lumen the yardage, but then Cooper Keene with a little extracurricular, that's going to come back to the Lawton 46. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, and I don't know if he cursed or something. I don't know because it didn't seem like he did anything.
No.
It was a relatively uneventful move over there, but the officials were right there. Ehlers up on his feet and under his own power going to the sideline.
Yeah, Steve, you're right. That almost makes me think there was just one of the forbidden words that you can't say. Maybe that was some excitement or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it didn't look like anything, but they marched that back.
So it's second down and 10 for the Titans from the 46 in Lawton territory. And it is a substitute quarterback in there. Oh, and Lawton jumps. hard count in there from a newly anointed star player for Lumen, Logan Decker.
Yeah, how about Logan Decker today?
He's been a bright spot. No, what are we going to get here? That's going to go against Lumen.
Oh, boy, I thought, I mean, maybe there was some movement that we couldn't see, but that looked like an offside.
Yeah, it looked like
a
clear offside penalty. So we'll move it back to the 49 in Titan territory. And now we'll get a timeout from Lawton. 30-second break. We'll come back with the final 34 seconds of the first half on KM105.3.
Did you know Dr. B is a platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest-ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
The Division 7 state semifinals, Lumen Christi versus Lawton. High school football. Back to the action on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Out of 15 yards here for the Titans with 34 seconds to play in the half. Single back is Derek Walker. He takes it. It's going to go off the left side. Looks to cut up field. Brought down from behind. He's going to get about six on the play out to the 45. And now we'll get another timeout. So they stop the clock.
I'm not sure who called that timeout. I don't know.
I don't. And it looks like maybe even the official.
Yeah, because I think Lumen, after being down 13-0 and then storming back, taking the lead, they might just be thinking, you know what, let's just call it good. Since it was second and long.
With all this going on, yeah.
Yeah, and Ehlers being out, I wouldn't surprise. Okay, they're getting up. Another Lumen penalty.
And that could have been in lining up. And I think coming out of that timeout, Cooper Keene wasn't sure where to line up, and that could have been just a procedure. No, they're doing a 10 yards, 15 yards. So not sure with that. We are on the visitor sideline. I can get a personal foul against the Titans anyway. We're back to the 40-yard line in Titans territory and just moving it backwards after a couple really nice plays to start the drive.
And even though it's third down and the firekeepers for a first down, Ehlers is back in, so that's the good news.
Ehlers hands off, and they'll give it to Daly up the middle. No, it's what a misdirection. They get it to Colin Morrow, and he gets it back to that original line of scrimmage. Actually gained, got him back to the 45, make the 43-yard line, and a big gain there by Colin Morrow. Misdirected me, and the clock's down to six.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it looked like the clock was just going to run out, but Lumen, do they have something in their bag of tricks? They're just going to let Ehlers throw it. Hey, after the Cole Simpson jump ball, let's do that again.
Yeah.
We've seen Golden in this situation, too, win jump balls. So.
Yeah, if the Titans can get you in a one-on-one matchup on any one of their guys, I think they feel confident they can win that jump ball. Cole Simpson's done it. Like you said, Ralph Golden, I think you could count on a couple of the other guys out there. I think Cooper Keene has those sticky hands that he makes the right play on the ball most of the time. And we got a 14-14 score for that Michigan Center game with 1:02 to play in the first half there.
So just great radio games.
Yeah, just what a great football day.
Whatever you had planned for the next 2 hours,
Delay it, yeah.
Delay it.
Tell them you'll be there a little late. We got 6 seconds to play here. I wonder what we'll see from the Titans. I'd like a little hook and ladder. I haven't seen one of those.
Well, then you risk the chance of a fumble and something crazy happen. Just launch it up there high.
And now we get a timeout from Lawton. They were waiting to see what was going to happen. And the Titans came out with, again, our new stud, Logan Decker, back there at QB. Ehlers did come in to run a play, but he was back out for this one. And sometimes I think they almost like to have a couple of those other guys who play a little quarterback but aren't the starter throw that football on those deep balls.
Yeah,
maybe throw a little better deep ball than
right.
Ehlers.
I was going to say, we saw Decker on kind of the end-around pass flash his arm strength.
Yep.
And Ehlers, although accurate, you know, I don't know if Ehlers can get it 40 yards.
Right. But we've seen him. I mean, I've questioned his arm strength a few times, but he's done so many great throws that it's hard to argue. But the other thing is, if he's got a midsection injury, throwing a deep ball is probably not the thing he wants to do.
And especially in something that's, you know, very small percentage chance of working out regardless. So let's give him a little extra play of rest and let Decker flash that gun.
He's in there now. Standing on the 50-yard line looking downfield. And he's going to throw a gun to the right side, and that's knocked down. And I think Ralph Golden wants and has a pretty good claim to some defensive holding down there. But
they were for sure holding him. And again, right in front of the officials, and I can't believe they didn't call that.
So it's 14-13. Titans lead this one with no time on the first half clock. So after trailing most of this early game, Titans trail, and I don't know, are we going to get some time back on the clock? So they did call a personal foul against Lawton.
Yeah, and I don't think this half can end on a defensive penalty, so Lumen's going to get one more crack at this.
And they'll do it from a little bit closer here.
And now that it's down to the 28, I wonder if we see Ehlers here. I think we will.
Yeah, and again, we don't know the status of his injury. He got up and kind of ran off the field, so he is in there now. And he'll come out of the shotgun. They like to roll him out when he throws. And it looks like maybe left side is where Keene is. Cole Simpson's going to be on that end, and he's going out. So they got time. And Ehlers gets a throwaway. It's up in the air. 3-on-1. Cole Simpson goes up and incomplete. Cole Simpson was triple covered back there. Ehlers still made the throw, and it falls incomplete. So we go to the half. It's 14-13. Lumen Christy in the comeback style leads at halftime. Brian, unexpected part of the first half was the penalties.
Yes.
Flags galore all the way, and both teams, neither team, and some of that stuff where Lumen had a couple really great field position situations and then have a couple penalties push them really far back. I'm guessing you won't see that in the second half from them. I think the best thing that Coach Herb Brogan has done all year is make adjustments at halftime and have this team come out and play Titan football in the second half. And, you know, a one-point lead right now, I don't want to say anything disparaging about Lawton because they played a great first half, but generally in the second half is where Lumen separates themselves.
Yeah, and I think this game, however, might be one of those rare cases where they're matched up against somebody that does that to other teams too. They wear the other team out, so this is just going to be a fun second half that I can't wait for.
Really looking forward to it. Let's take a three-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back briefly and talk a little more as we get into the halftime for our sponsor. Halftime is brought to you by Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport. 3-minute break. We'll come back, talk a little more. We got This Week in High School Sports to bring you, and second half coming up is going to be exciting here on K105.3.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With 5 dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia Schools. Congratulations to our fabulous Upper Elementary teachers and students. Columbia Upper Elementary was named to the U.S. News & World Report Best Elementary Schools in the USA. Columbia School District has caring teachers who will nurture and educate your child for a successful future. Columbia School District offers K-12 robotics, athletics, academic games, and exciting science courses to prepare your child for college and beyond. Visit us at myeagles.org. Learning today, leading tomorrow.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us. Psst.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respected state or county.
Why is Recruit Specialized Staffing the right choice for you? At Recruit, we have great benefits that we offer from day one, plus great referral bonuses. We have an easy application process that is offered in person or remotely. So apply online today at recruitspecialized.com or in person at 1030 Lawrence Avenue in Jackson, or call 795-2515 for more information. That number again is 795-2515. At Recruit, we work for you. Recruit Specialized Staffing, an equal opportunity employer.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you ever have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Amanda Kassler, financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
To the Gridiron High School Football Playoffs, the Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson Tip Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle and the Professor Brian Haynes coming to you at the half, brought to you by it is Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport, and so many great sponsors on the game, but we'll thank them right now as the halftime festivities underway. The Lumen Christi Titan Band on the field, playing some good stuff. I had a little just bang on the drum all day. I like that. Well, hey, Titans started out behind by two scores, and then they answered with two scores of their own. They lead 14-13. The difference maker here, a missed extra point attempt by Lawton. But yeah, it's a close first half tail of two, maybe even two quarters, Brian, where Lawton got out and looked like they might even be able to kind of run away with this, and the Titans answered when they needed to. Big plays through the air, and then Derek Walker got big on the ground.
Yeah, Steve, we don't ever tend to give up on Lumen. We've seen them come back where early on maybe things didn't look good, but this had a little different feel to me. We looked at each other at one break like, oh boy, this could get out of hand. Lawton just looked good, and then Lumen, couple big stops and two quick scores, scoring within 2 minutes of one another.
Yeah, the big plays to get him downfield, but it's Derek Walker with two touchdowns in this one. He got the first score kind of down on that end of the field, and we kind of said it looked like he was running a little stronger here later in the half. And then the next possession, he goes ahead and takes a big one, about 80 yards almost for the score. So Derek Walker, leader in the clubhouse for player of the game honors today, but we've had big showings by Decker, and of course the defense making tackles. We've seen Marl step up big there, Chunky Willis making plays. So the Titans have plenty of room for somebody to emerge ahead of Walker as a star here. As I think defense is going to be vital for the Titans in the second half.
Yeah, they need to get off the field, as you said earlier, mm-hmm. when they get Lawton to those third and longs. They got to stop them, and so far Lawton has capitalized many times, picking up six times of where it was third and long, and they've made first downs.
And a couple out-of-town score updates. 16-14, Chelsea looking to move on to a state championship return appearance for the Bulldogs. DeWitt out to a 22-0 lead over St. Joseph's, who beat Western a week ago. Traverse City 28-0 over South Lyon. Pomona Westphalia 14-7 lead over Traverse City St. Francis at the half there. The winner of that one will play the winner of this game at Ford Field next Saturday morning. And it's 14-14 at the half, Michigan Center and Warren, Michigan Collegiate. So good showing there by the Cardinals for the first time in the state semis, and they'll look to move on. And what a great week it would be next week for if we had games Friday and Saturday at Ford Field for Jackson area teams.
Well, about an hour ago, Steve, you said it was going to be an exciting Saturday of football. The Cardinals and the Titans both living up to it. I'm not sure the Spartans are living up to that as they're down 49-0 at the half. But our two local high school teams, the games we care most about.
Yeah, really.
Close battles.
Yeah, only a point difference, 14-14 there, 14-13 here. The Titans with a one-point lead, and they'll take the football to start the second half. So we'll take a couple minutes here on the halftime. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and we'll be back for a second half kickoff. Again, the Titans lead the Lawton Blue Devils 14-13 on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired before further damage occurs to your home, or if your hot water heater went out, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing, online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
At Tri-County Water, we're here to solve your water problems for good. If you're experiencing hard water buildup on fixtures and appliances, or noticing your water causing staining or having an unpleasant odor, we're here to help. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water problems for over 50 years and is still family-owned and operated. If you're interested in a new water softening or filtration system, get the ball rolling today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com. One of our experienced techs will test your water and give you a professional recommendation on the spot. We also service all makes and models. Whether you're looking for a new system, having an older system serviced, or simply looking for someone to deliver water or softener salt, Tri-County Water would love to earn your business. Schedule today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com.
Catching up on a tremendous final day at MIS and looking ahead to a huge fall Saturday. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last week, we only had time to run down half of our cross-country winners at Michigan International Speedway, so let's get caught up with the rest of our 2021 champions, both teams and individuals. In Division II, Madeline Friends won the girls' title with a time just under 18 minutes. Her Grand Rapids Christian team finished second overall behind East Grand Rapids. East has now won three of the last four titles. On the boys' side, Pinckney senior Caleb Jerema took home the individual title, and Otsego won its first team championship after five top five finishes the last 6 years. For the girls in Division III, Lanny Bloom of Ithaca took home first place after a fourth-place finish a year ago. And once again, it's Hart taking home the team title. That makes five team titles in a row for Hart. Wrapping up with the Division IV boys' race, Wyoming Potter's House's Moses Osterink completed an undefeated season with a state championship, and Hillsdale Academy is the D4 team champ. For more on all four divisions, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Allen Park Inner City Baptist Volleyball Trio, Bethany Estel, Madison Handyside, and Allie Bettinger. They combined for 35 kills in a regional final win over Plymouth Christian. The win avenged two regular season losses to the Eagles and sent the Chargers on to the quarterfinals. Mason freshman quarterback Kaysen Carswell, who found Derek Badgley in the end zone with 10 seconds left to lift the Bulldogs to a 20-17 win over Bloomfield Hills' Brother Rice. And to Sutton's Bay receiver Sean Bramer, Bramer took the latter part of a hook and ladder 69 yards for a game-tying touchdown in the Division I eight-player semifinals. Sutton's Bay would go on to win in overtime 42-36 over Rudyard.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid. Helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
Today, we're going to talk about how officials are selected for the MHSAA football playoffs. Just as the best teams advance in the tournament week after week, the best officiating crews advance in the tournament in much the same way. For a crew to be eligible for an assignment, many requirements have to be met prior to the season. Submission of their season schedule, making sure that the crew has completed the annual rules meeting, as well as a football rules test. Much weight is given to ratings. Each crew is rated by schools following each game, as well as observation reports where officiating experts go out and either watch crews work live or on video in making sure that the best crews advance throughout the tournament.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. November 20th is one of the busiest Saturdays on the MHSAA calendar. Starting with girls swimming and diving in the Lower Peninsula, we've got championships happening at the Holland Aquatic Center for Division I, Oakland University for Division II, and at Calvin University for D3. You can watch all the action from all three sites live on MHSAA.tv. Moving over to Battle Creek, four volleyball champions will be crowned at Kellogg Arena. The action Saturday starts 10 a.m. Watch it on MHSAA.tv or listen to it on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. In the UP, we've got two eight-player football teams who will end their seasons with victories. The day starts at 11 a.m. with Division I Championship. Division II follows that, both games being played at the Superior Dome in Marquette at Northern Michigan University. Also on Saturday, we have 16 11-player semifinals. 32 teams will be looking to punch their ticket to Ford Field. And as you've been doing all tournament long, you can watch games on MHSAA.tv. And when all the games are over, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com to get caught up on everything that's happened across the state. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We will see you next week.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more.
Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now back to the action. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Captain Steve Boyle and the professor, Brian Haynes, here at the half. Still a couple minutes before we get the second half underway. The Titans lead 14-13 after a couple Derek Walker scores. And, Brian, you know, it seemed like at the end of that half, Lumen had all the momentum. Even with the penalties that had pushed them back, they were able to get a couple big plays in there still. Felt like they had a chance to score right there at the end if they were able to make one more big play. And so the Lumen offense will get the football, start the second half. And they'll, I don't know, you look to try to maintain that momentum. We'll see if they can.
Yeah, you do. It's kind of funny, Steve, here. We're about an hour ago, we were discussing both teams filled with energy, fan base energized, players on the field pumped up. And here we are an hour later, and it's the same thing. Both teams looking pumped up, no body language. You know, both teams are saying, hey, we can win this game. And it feels like that first half was almost for nothing. Lawton just said, we'll spot you 1 point.
Right, and both teams feel like they can win the game because they're right. It's going to be execution. You know, neither team executed as well as they want to in the first half. Too many penalties. But, you know, I expect both teams will change that too in the second half, particularly the Titans. I think the difference that they've had all year, New Lothrop, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, Detroit Loyola, they make adjustments at the half to shut down the things that the other team wants to do. And so with a nearly unblemished record of being able to do that, I'll give Herb Brogan the benefit of the doubt and say that the Titans come out and do what they need to do to win.
And I tell you what, Steve, the other big edge in Lumen's favor is Lumen has had games like this where they've gone into halftime and thought, well, we have to make this adjustment. Lawton has never had to make an adjustment.
Right.
They've never been in this type of game. So, you know, when you're talking about 17, 16, 18-year-old kids and you've not been in this situation, that can throw you for a loop.
Yeah.
That's a big edge for Lumen Christi for the second half.
I think so. Coach Wade Waldrop, though, having a great year at Lawton. They haven't lost this year. This is the closest they've been to losing at any point, and I don't know. It's probably uncomfortable for them, so they'll want to come out and exert themselves in the second half and get back into a comfortable position where they're in front. We'll see what the Titans have to do for that. Low-lining kick, and it's going to roll all the way down to about the 16, and then a little struggle to pick it up, but Morrow does get it. And he's getting out to the 25 and then into Pyle to the 27. Well, mishandling of that rolling football, but Morrow does pick it up and take it out to the Lumen Christi 27-yard line.
Steve, I'm looking for what team can eliminate some of those silly false start mistakes. And also, we didn't see any big ones, no big turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah. There was the one Titans interception, but
it was more of a punt.
Yeah. And now the Titans line up, and we're getting a timeout from Lumen right away.
Well, that's not something that
they don't want to have to burn a timeout before they've even run an offensive play here in the second half. But that's what they'll do.
I don't know if that was just a personnel issue or what, or that. Because they were barely up to the line. It wasn't like they saw something that they weren't expecting, I think.
Yeah, and they didn't even, they didn't even conference with the coach over there.
Yeah.
The Titans are in the huddle, and Lawton went to the sideline here to talk with Coach Waldrop. Thanks again to our halftime sponsor, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport. Our title sponsor all year long has been True Community Credit Union, and our high school football playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repairs, no accident. Ehlers, 1st and 10 under center. Back is Nick Wilson. He takes a pitch out to the left, gets to the edge, and he'll turn it up at the 30, but only a couple yards there for Wilson. 2nd down and 8 for the Titans.
Yeah, we haven't called Nick Wilson's name too often, but the few carries that he's gotten, he seems to keep picking up 3 yards.
You know, if you're Lawton, though, and you watch Titans film, you almost feel like if Wilson's in the backfield, it's going to be a pitch. If Walker's back there, it's going to be a slash. Morrow's kind of the wild card, and he comes into the wildcat, and he's going to go off tackle, and there's some contact. He's going to get over the 30 to about the 32. So they'll bring 3rd down to about 6 here for Lumen. And we're on the visitor sideline here, and with the more playoff points, the Titans are the home team and Lawton's the visitors. But this Lawton's crowd explodes with every play.
Yeah, anything that's just less than 3 yards, they're going crazy. Well, this is a big 3rd down already. We're going to have plenty of these 3rd and 6s.
Keen in motion. Derek Walker's the deep back. Ehlers rolling out. He's brought down in the backfield. Coming off the blitz on the left side is Carter Cosby, and he'll take Ehlers down. And Ehlers, usually when he's rolling out like that, usually avoids that blitz for just that reason. Oh, but Cooper got there a little too quick. Or excuse me, Carter Cosby got there a little too quick. And the Titans will lose yardage. 4th down and 12, and that's a punt situation.
Yeah, I thought maybe Ehlers was going to be able to duck under him, but Cosby did a nice job of staying with that tackle and bringing Ehlers down.
And here's the punt. That's away. What a beauty. He drilled it. And Roof has to catch it on the run back at the 30, and they're going to try to pin him on the sideline. He'll go out around the 39. just drilled that punt, absolutely. And the Titans give Lawton pretty good field position for their first possession of the second half. 14-13, Lumen leads with 9:45 to play in the third. It's Blue Devils football.
And Martinez has done a great job punting the ball today, whether it's pinning him back or trying to switch fields, which he just did there.
Well-timed blitz by the Lawton defense on that possession. Now we'll see what the Titans defense has done in adjustment here for the second half. They line up strength versus strength. They're going to dive it, and the Titans will shut that down for a loss. That's a bold man in Cooper Gabe who to just dive into the middle of that Titan defensive line with the likes of Chunky Willis and Tim Putman waiting for you down there.
You know, outside of when the quarterback's done that little quarterback sneak, but not just to pick up a yard, but trying to pick up seven, that's the only success Lawton's had up the middle.
Right.
Those little dive plays, Lumen Christie's done a great job stopping.
And again, they'll try to go in the middle. This time, not much. It's Carter Cosby, the defensive star, now on the offensive side. He's going to move it about a yard, third down, and nine.
And here we go again. Another third and long.
8:55 to play here in third quarter. 14-13 again, the Titans on top. Just the first possession for Lawton here in the second half, and Titans got to get off the field on these third down plays. So far, Lawton has had pretty good success on third down. And it's Motter under center, and he's going to play action and roll out. He's keeping, and he's going to get to that first down marker. He's going to net right there, but he's going to lean forward over the 50 to the 48. And Motter, good ball control there, kind of hit it on his left hip. Got outside, and really, they just had numbers over there. Titans do a good job of keeping it from being a bigger gain, but put it on the 49-yard line in Titan territory. And again, another third and long conversion by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Motter doing a couple little pirouettes to gain that extra yardage needed.
Motter's in there again, T formation, takes a snap. And this time it's a give to, that is Gieb, and he's going to get out to the 44 and get tackled by a pile of Titans. Still pretty good gain on first down. Oh, no, that is Roof, excuse me, on the carry. 46 touchdowns on the season for Roof coming into this game, leading the nation.
Steve, just got an update from Matt Withers saying that Michigan Collegiate had an interception and is down to the one-yard line, threatening to score.
And here's another pitch out. This time it's going to go to Carter Cosby, finding some room up the sideline, down to the 30-yard line. And it's another first down for Lawton in Titan territory at the 30. First and 10.
This is kind of the same feel as how the game started.
Yeah, 7:35 to play here, third quarter. Clock stops in the out-of-bounds play. Oh, no, you didn't get out of bounds. They do start it back up, 7:30. 14-13 Titan lead with Lawton driving. Blue Devils come out in that T formation. Having some success with it. And Keen on the, or excuse me, the quarterback, Motter.
We have a fumble.
Trying to run it. Looks like it came loose, and they might call him down before it came out. But it was out. Titans saying they have it. No signal yet from the officials. They gave it to them. Titans with a fumble. And I... From here, it looked like Motter was maybe down, but he was going backwards, and it came loose on top of him, and so the Titans take it away. Big defensive play here for Lumen to shut down that Lawton drive.
Steve, I'll give you one guess of what Titan came up with that football.
If it wasn't Cole Simpson, I'd be surprised.
It was my man, Cole Simpson.
Titan defense bending but not breaking here in the first possession of the second half for Lawton. Now the Titans on their second possession offensively. Ehlers under center. Walker is the running back. He takes a handoff off the left side. Breaks a tackle there, but they got too many guys. And they're going to stop him for no gain. One guy made the contact. Another guy came through to make a tackle. And that's number 64 for Lawton. Braden Hatfield.
Says the freshman. I think we must have a wrong program.
That's got to be, yeah.
That has him listed at 5'8", 140, and I don't think that's who made the tackle on Walker on that.
No.
But you're right, it was 64.
Or is that 54? That looks more like it. Anyway, Titans, 2nd and 10. Spread it out this time. Empty backfield. Walker going on the run. They do that little bubble screen to Cooper Key. He's going to get the first down. Spins away. Still on his feet. What a spin move, pirouette. That's somebody who's been doing his, what do you call those lunges? He was down in a lunge move, stayed on his feet, and moved the football out to the 41-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Titans.
Yeah, Keene always shows us great hands. That time showing some great balance. Kind of put his hand down, too, to keep himself up. I think a lot of the Lawton defenders thought he was already down.
1st and 10 Titans, Cooper Keene getting utilized very well so far in this game. There's a snap, and Ehlers a design QB sweep. And they'll stop him. He'll get about a yard, but nothing more. Good tackle, too, right off of a block by Lawton. And so I got on that tackle Mason Main. By the way, I think Stephen Drew, or Drew Stephane, excuse me. Drew Stephane was the other tackler that we had on that play. He's one of the captains. Senior outside linebacker, 6'1", 187.
That does seem more like it.
So anyway, here we are, 2nd down and 9 for the Titans from their own 42. Ehlers takes the snap, hand off to Walker to the left side. Chasing to the end, and he's not going to make it. Drew Stephane said, yeah, that's me, 54, making the tackle, and that's going to be a loss for Walker, and it's going to be 3rd down and 11 now for Lumen.
Steve, I'll give you a free pass on this because the lot numbers are all divided. They're split, so the 5 and the 6 are very similar.
It's that kind of like stencil view. Hey, Keith Richards, our off-frequent producer, has been telling me to get binoculars for a while, and I've declined. Maybe this was the time I could have used them. 3rd down 11 for the Titans from their own 40-yard line. Shotgun for Ehlers. Big shift. Everything strong side right. Ehlers rolling out. He's got Keene downfield. He's going to go to him. And knocked away. Good defensive play. The football was up high. Keene went up to catch it, and the defender came through with a right hand. Punched it out. And that is incomplete. 4th down for the Titans. Another punt situation. Cal Motter on the defensive play there for the Blue Devils.
Couple Motter brothers in there.
All right, well, we've got a 2nd here. We've got 9:05 to play in the 3rd quarter. 22-14, Warren Michigan Collegiate leads Michigan Center. We're here in the 3rd, 4:35 to play. Punt is away. Another good one. And it's going to take a Lumen and bounce and really roll down inside the 20. Now inside the 15. Still rolling to the 11-yard line. And that should get a round of applause from the Titan faithful. Great punt. 3rd really great punt of the day so far for Martinez.
Yeah, that's going to be something that, he might not get consideration for our player of the game, but these big punts are huge for the Titans.
Honorable mention for sure. So same score we had at the half, 14-13. Titans lead by 1 with 4:25 to play. You think the Titans will take a 1-point win to go to Ford Field?
I think they will take any kind of win. This is far. I don't think that we've seen the end of scoring here.
Titans got him backed up here. 1st and 10 for Lawton. And there's a handoff. They go to Roof on that play. And he's going to smash into the line. Gets out to the 15 where he's stood up by the Titans.
That ball came loose.
Chunky Willis came away with it late, but they had whistled the forward progress done. So it'll be 2nd down. And 5. They say 2nd down at about 7.
Yeah. We'll even call it a long 7.
Yeah. Nose of the football right there in the 15, and we had him on about the 12 for the start of that drive. T form here. Motter under center. And he'll hand it off again. And this time breaks a couple tackles. And that's going to be close to 1st down distance. I think he's got it. And that was Cooper Guybe on the carry there. 1st and 10, Lawton. So they get out of that, the shadow of their goalposts. 3:35 and the clock running. They trail 14-13, and now we got a whistle. Official timeout.
A little shoe tying
time. Tie the shoes, yeah.
It's always a good trick if you're a little winded or something. Just
need a little extra
untie
breather.
And tie. Get that freebie.
Lenawee Christian, 31-20 with a win, and that's their second consecutive state championship in eight-man football. Congrats to Lenawee Christian.
Big Salenbine family down there in Lenawee.
First and 10.
Two titles.
And a handoff and finding some space again in the middle of the field, Brian. And we noted that Lumen's done a good job of cutting up that middle, but in this case, a couple good runs up there. This one looks like it was Roof. So 3:10 to play here in the third. 14-13 Lumen lead and second down and about four here for Lawton. And they stay with the tee. Pitch out to Roof, looking to go to the right side, find somewhere to cut up field, and he does. And Morrow and Simpson in there on the stop, it looks like. And we'll have to see the spot, but it's going to be close to moving the ball for first down, but not quite. We have a third down and about two here.
Yeah, early on, seeing some Cosby runs and some Gieb runs. Now Roof kind of taking command of the amount of carries that that backfield's getting.
Yeah, and I almost wonder if they just kind of save him on purpose anyway, save those legs for late in the game. T form, third and short. Roof on the left side of the trio in the backfield. They don't go to him, they go to Gieb, and he's going to get the first down over the 35 to about the 37. With 2:21 to play in the third quarter, 14-13, and that'll be a Blue Devil first down.
I'll tell you what, though, if you're Lumen, just keep pounding away, make them earn every yard, and who knows, maybe we'll get one of those false starts or, you know, some kind of turnover. You just keep making them handle the ball.
They line it up, big versus big here in the middle of the field, and that's a delayed handoff to Roof. They pull him down. And no, that's, excuse me, Carter Cosby on the carry. The twos from the distance.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We have a 2 and a 22. And
yep.
You kind of get just a piece of the jersey when we're looking from our angle.
Second down and 7. Clock running down to 1:39 in the third quarter on the 40-yard line. Still 14-13, Titan lead. Pitch out to Carter Cosby, and he cuts upfield. They'll stop him short of the line to gain. They'll get to the 44, and that'll bring up another third and short here for Lawton. With a minute 22 to play in the third, 14-13. Lawton trails by one with a football near midfield. Third down.
Yeah, both these teams keeping it on the ground. We've seen a lot of third downs.
And the Titans want some movement, play action, looking to throw, and they'll chase him out of the pocket. Modern now just trying to get somewhere where he can get a throwaway. Intercepted! Cole Simpson on the sideline picked that right out of the air. He was 5 yards closer to the play than the receiver was, and he just cut it off right in the middle, and the Titans shut him down again. That's two turnovers in the second half for Lawton. Lumen still hasn't capitalized offensively, but you can't score if you're Lawton and you keep turning over the football.
I don't think Lumen Christie does what a lot of college programs do and have the where you come off to the side and you get to wear the turnover chain. But if so, Cole Simpson would have a box of jewelry this year. We just always seem to see him come up with the football.
Titan first down on their own 40-yard line, under a minute to play in the third with a 14-13 lead. Ehlers under center, I formation. Ralph Golden in motion. They hand off to Walker up the left side. He's going to be met, pulled down at the 40. Pretty quick tackle there, and Walker had found some space to run early on in this second quarter, but since then they've shut that down. So really the battle of adjustments is a tie right now.
Yeah, both defenses being stout, and we're probably one play away from heading into the fourth quarter.
29 seconds, and it's taken away. Titans lead 14-13. They'll have time to get one more in here. Play clock at 14 seconds. Walker the deep back. They play action to him. On the flat to Brendan Daly. Caught. Puts a shoulder down and lays a lick on the tackler, Cal Motter. But he's going to maybe drag it up to the 49 and be third down at about one here for the Titans. Brendan Daly, just a big collision there between two guys.
Brendan Daly's just a big boy out there. When you see him catching one out there in the flat and you're a safety and you got to bring him down, that's not a fun proposition.
Three quarters in the books, 12 minutes to play, 14-13 Titans. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Lumen Christi versus Lawton. Back to the game. High school football. The Division 7 state semifinals on K105.3.
Live coverage of high school football postseason brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, and a big thank you to True Community Credit Union this season as well. 12 minutes to play. Titans with the football on the third down and short on their own 49-yard line. Flip the field over here, so Titans are going right to left on your radio dial. And there's a short yardage attempt. Titans look like it. I can't really see where the football ended up.
It's going to be close.
But it's Cole Simpson, and he ended up at the 49 again, but they're going to give him forward progress. All the way out to the 49 on the other side, that's a first down for Lumen. Cole Simpson, the short yardage guy. Hey, in the other Jackson area semifinal game, Michigan Center ties it up with Warren Michigan Collegiate 22-22. Unbelievable.
Two dandies. I'm just sad we can't be in two places at the same time.
Instant classic. First and 10 Titans. And there's a sweet play tomorrow. He's got a little running room, and then he cuts it up, and he'll get to the 45. So give him 4 yards on first down. Tackled there by Chase Mitchell. Second down and 7 for Lumen.
Steve, we got to give some props, too, to the just the shape that all these boys are in, because both squads are having most of their players are playing two ways. It's not like you get to play your defense and then get off the field. A lot of these guys are playing both ways. And in this hard-hitting battle, man, nobody's batting an eye.
We got 11 minutes to go. Titans lead 14-13 with a football. Second down. And there's a gift to Nick Wilson. He's brought down in the backfield. He'll lose 3 and make it third down and 9 here for the Titans. And just too many Lawton players getting through the line.
Well, you mentioned earlier that when Nick Wilson's in there, it's usually some kind of toss. And maybe that's what Lumen Christi was hoping that Lawton would, you know,
be looking for.
Looking for that. And they're going to try to bring Wilson up the middle, but no doing.
Wilson comes out. Walker's back in for running back. Ehlers brings the play to the huddle. 3rd and 9. They say 8 on the scoreboard, but that looks all. Every bit of 9 yards to me. 10, 20 to play. Big play for the Titans with a chance to keep this drive alive. Play action. Ehlers rolling out. He's got Ralph Golden open. Can he break a tackle? He gets to the 40, but I don't think he made it to the first down marker. Ehlers completes another pass. He's been so efficient when they go to the air, but it's going to be 4th down and 1 for Lumen.
And that's okay, because here comes the heavy package. They'll put Brennan Daly in there at fullback, and I'm sure somebody will be following him.
9:49, and the clock running here. Titans with a big 4th down play. The Lawton sideline tries to rally their defense. And the give goes to Cole Simpson. I don't know if he got it. Look for the spot. The official's running out with the spot.
Oh, it is close, Steve.
We're going to get a measurement, I'm sure.
The Lawton fans beneath us think that's a terrible spot, but I think it was forward progress.
Yep. Wherever he reached out the football, too. And they're going to call for a measurement.
Yeah, this is close.
As expected.
This is a big play right now. Will the Titan offense get to stay out?
We'll
it's going to be inches one way or the other.
Oh, yeah, there's no. Feels big, and you can. A little bit of shouting here or there from individuals, but most of the Lawton crowd is silent here waiting for the measurement.
One side's getting ready to erupt.
Short. No. Oh. Inches short.
Oh, they're claiming the referee held up his fingers as an inch short. Hey, they say it's a game of inches, I guess. Whoever they is, we're not lying.
That's what they meant. So first and 10 Lawton, they hold up against the short yardage Titan offense. 14-13, still our score here, 9:36 to play. And Lawton will take over at their own 39-yard line. Wow, that was a close measurement.
Man, this has the feel of a heavyweight bout in about the 11th round.
Yeah, just back and forth all game. And here in the second half, neither team's been able to press any advantage. Lawton will look to do it here. And they hand it off up the middle, stuffed. Keeve's got nowhere to go. He's going to lose a yard on that one.
Calamaro.
Second down 11.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve. Calamaro in the middle of that tackle.
He's really played a great defensive game, and he's been pretty good on the offensive side of the football as well. That defensive line for the Titans, Connor Smith, Chunky Willis, Samuel Putman, and we've even got, there's another number over there, and John Ganton playing that end position. And here we go on second and 11. They give it to Roop, and he's going to get down, and he's going to get extra for the face mask. Could see it real clear, and the official tossed the flag in. So he got about 8 on the play, and then they're going to tack on some more at the end. 8:53 to play, and that's going to be a big face mask.
A good tough run by Roof as the Lawton fans here are raising the roof.
When he makes a big play, they're barking over here. Roof, Roof, yeah. Roof.
A lot of fun things you can do with that name.
And you know that usually those 15-yard face mask penalties irk me because that was not, he didn't yank him down by it. He got it for a moment and let go, and it's, you know, for 15 yards for that little bit of extra contact always seems to irk me a little bit.
I agree. There almost should be two versions of that.
Didn't there used to be?
Yeah.
And now they get a big gain here for Cosby. Spins away from the tackler. Now they rip him down to the sideline. Big tackle there by Martinez. But a nice gain on first down for Carter Cosby.
The flows to this game have just been nutty. How it feels like Lumen's kind of in control, and then it flip-flops. Right now, it's definitely a lot in momentum situation.
T-form. Play action to Cosby, now kicked by Modern. I think the football is out. Titans have it. Ralph Golden on the run. Up the right sideline. Chugging. He's got a blocker with him, and it's... He got by him. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Golden. Oh, my God. Modder on the QB keep. They knock it out of his hands. Golden picks it up in stride. Takes it all the way to the other end of the field for a score. And the Titans can't believe it. No flags. Just a great play in the third. Lawton turnover finally burns them. 20-13 Titans.
We said which team might avoid the big turnover. And just as I get it out of my mouth that Lawton has the momentum, the scoop and score for 75 yards. What a run by Golden.
And you know, and he's still on the field there, but I'm sure that's the hardest Ralph Golden has ever run in his life. You could see the effort was visible. If it was a PlayStation game, they were furiously tapping that turbo button, and Ralph Golden took it all the way. 70 yards to pay dirt there.
Just hope he doesn't have to block anybody here on this extra point attempt because he is winded.
Titans take a timeout. They'll give him a chance to catch his breath here. And we'll keep it here for the extra point. 7:57 to play. 20-13 is the Titan lead after the Ralph Golden fumble recovery and subsequent touchdown run. And I didn't have the exact spot on there, but I had 70 yards.
Yeah, 76 yards.
And Warren Michigan Collegiate with a long touchdown run. Failed on the two-point try. They lead 28-22 over Michigan Center. Late in that one. We've been right pretty much neck and neck with them for time. 7:57 left in our game here.
And boy, that you know, that Lumen Christie had to call that timeout right there on the extra point is going to leave them with one. I sure hope they're able to keep this lead because they don't want to have to regret having used two ones. So 7:57 left. Huge extra point right now. Here's where, instead of going for one and just making it eight, how about going for two? Try to make this a two-possession game.
That's what's going to happen. Teddy Ehlers is in there under center. It's Daly and Simpson in the backfield. Martinez and Cooper Keene out there. Ehlers looking to get to the sideline. Throws it in. Looks like it's caught. Oh. No!
Oh. Defender popped it out of his hands at the last second. What a huge defensive play because, boy, if Lumen Christie gets that and gets that lead up to nine.
All right, we're going to switch sides here. 30-second break. We'll be right back on K105.3.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
High school football playoffs, the Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Ready for the kickoff. Carl Hunt's got it teed up, and he hits it high in the air down to the 11-yard line. Fielded there, and on the run, Cal Motter. And he gets up to the 30 where the Titans hit him. 7:50 to play. Titans lead 20-13 after the failed two-point try. As we roll into the last leg of this game, and it's been fun back and forth the whole time. Winner goes to Ford Field, and the other team tells stories the rest of their lives about how they almost went to Ford Field.
Yeah.
This Lawton team has been very good. The turnovers in the second half have been the difference maker, and Golden finally able to capitalize on one of them for the Titans. There's a handoff to Cosby, and the Titans wrap him up. He's going to get about two on the carry.
Yeah, and outside of that fumble, Lawton's last possession definitely looked like their first possession, where they were just getting yardage by the chunk.
They gave him a good spot there. He got about four on that. So we'll say second down to six. 7:26 on the clock running. 20-13, Titans lead. Lawton with the football. Motter under center. They've got three backs that have all been pretty good at times today. And this time the give goes to Roof. And he's up the middle. Had a big hole opened up there, but the football come out at the end of the play.
The ref is signaling that it's down.
Down. Roof with a nice run up the middle, and then that they just collapsed on him. It's right near the line to gain, and I think that's going to be first down.
I think that was Gant with the hard hit that jarred that ball loose, but they already called Roof down.
7:12 to play here in the fourth. 20-13. Move the chains, start the clock. Lawton looking for the play from the sideline. They get the call, and then all the players look at that wristband, tells them what play it is. And this one, a give up the middle to Cosby. No, it looks like they faked that, and they go to Roof, and he's going to get a yard, second and nine. Clock keeps running, 6:44.
It's definitely Roof time for the Lawton offense.
Six and a half to play. And here we go. They give it to Gieb this time. He finds some room in the middle of the field. Breaks a tackle out to the 46. He had one guy to beat. Martinez brings him down. And that was going for six. Instead, it's first and 10 in Titan territory at the 46-yard line.
Nearing the six-minute mark.
Yeah, this one still feels like it's anybody's game. 6-13 to play. 20-13 Titan lead. First and 10, they give it to Gieve in the middle again. And they'll shut him down for a couple yards. Put it on the 43-yard line for Lawton. In Titan territory. Trailing by a score. Under 6 minutes to play.
I think if you're Lawton, you're okay with these little 4 or 5 yard games, which they're kind of carving them up. Roof's kind of taking the, I'd go so far as the roof is on fire.
It's going to Cosby on the pitch out this time, and the Titans so fast to the football right there to shut it down. And man, this is a nice tackle. I think Morrow in on the play, and I think we had new emerging star Logan Decker making a tackle over there too. So they're so quick to the football on that pitch out. Third down and make it 7 for Lawton with 5:14 to go.
Morrow gets a lot of those tackles for losses where he just shoots from that linebacker position, and he does a good job of reading the play and getting there quickly. No hesitation. Mr. Triagi,
linebackers are lined up. Davion Franklin getting it. Puts a hand down at the line and on the handoff. I think the football loose Titans say they have it. They do. Another turnover. Titan football. And the Lumen Christie Titans doing it with defense takeaways today. They'll get the football back with 4:53 to play. Titan offense already out there on the field with 20-13 they lead, and this is one of those times where a couple first downs, if you're Lumen and you punch your ticket to Ford Field, start making hotel reservations or whatever.
Yeah, with 3 timeouts though, I think Lumen's going to probably need about 3 first downs maybe. But again, Lawton never been in this position.
High formation, there's Walker on the run. He's running strong there out to the 49-yard line. Good spot, first down. He gets 8 yards, 2nd and 2 from the 49-yard line. Lumen in their own end of the field, and the clock starts running.
And assuming you don't have any false starts or holds, sometimes I feel like it's good to be in this 2nd and 1 or 2nd and 2 because that's just going to take another 30 seconds off the clock.
Ehlers brings his Titans to the line. I formation. Derek Walker is the deep back. Cooper Keene in motion. And the give is to Walker. Cuts up the middle. Lost the football. It's on the turf. I think Lawton got it.
Oh, boy.
They do. Lawton recovered. Walker puts it on the turf. Lawton gets it back, and they make a big play here.
Well, there's a reason that you play undefeated seasons, and it's stepping up, making big plays. The Lawton defense sure did that. We don't see Walker putting it on the turf very often. It's the first fumble I recall of him having for the season.
So it's 1st down and 10 for Lawton from their own 47-yard line. 4:08 on the clock. They trail 20-13. Blue Devils with Motter under center. T formation. And he's going to look to the sideline. Maybe wants to audible.
Watch for the Motter sneak.
Nope. He gives it to Roof. And he's got room up the middle. Cuts against a defender down to the turf. But in tight territory to the 36. You get that roof chant.
You can hear the roof chants.
4:02 and the clock stops as they move the chains. And now it's running again under 4 minutes. 20-13, Lawton. They give it to Cosby this time. Brought down Chucky Willis.
That was just as mean as an arm tackle as you'll ever see.
Chucky just laid on him. And then when he stood up, you know, no disrespect intended, you could tell, but it was just the way he walked away from the play. You knew you just ran into Chucky Willis.
He looked like a 5th grader playing with 2nd graders playing Red Rover. Don't send Chucky right over.
2nd and 10, a little delayed handoff to Roof, and this time he's going to get forward and out to the 30. Roof has been getting some tough yards here late in the game. 3:16, 20-13 Titan lead. And that's going to be 3rd down, about 4 for Lawton from their 30, the Titan 30-yard line.
It's kind of fitting with 3 minutes to go that we're here looking at another big 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5 situation. We've been seeing them all game long.
Lawton usually seems to have the right play call at this point. Working against the clock here as it runs down to 2:50. Motter under center. T. Foreman, we get a movement on the line. And a false start penalty is going to take it back 5 yards for Lawton. Horrible timing for that.
Yeah, those false starts played such a big role in the first half. That's our first one of the second half, and a big one against Lawton in Lumen Christie's favor.
It's almost like the cheerleaders foretold of that, because they were over here trying to quiet down the Lawton fans. And then even with the quiet stands, Lawton has a little movement on the line. Third down and 9. There's another give to Roof, and he's going to get the yardage up to short of the first down. We're going to flag coming in at the end of the play.
Is that going to be a face mask again?
That's going to be unnecessary roughness. It looked like he made the signal for that.
Yeah, he got him grabbing the face mask, I think.
2.5 to play, 20-13 Titan lead. We'll see what this penalty is, but it looks like it's going to go against Lumen right at the end of that play.
Are they discussing like a targeting type call, like a helmet to helmet? Yeah, face mask.
It's another face mask against the Titans, and that's going to get Lawton knocking on the door.
That was a big one. That was going to be 3rd and 7-ish.
First and 10 at the 12.
With 2:30 and ticking.
And they give it to Gieb. Cuts into the middle, down to the 6. So they do have room for a first down. I think they got the marker at the 2. So that'll make it 4 yards here on second down to get to the first down marker. But inside the 10-yard line. And there's a give to Cosby. We got a flag on the play, it looks like. That's going to be probably a hold.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's a hold unless they got them with an Lumen with an offsides, perhaps. But I think, let's see this one get marched back.
Waiting for the signal.
Big conversation right now.
I think they're trying to get the spot.
Facing like he wants to step march this off against Lawton.
Yeah.
But no players.
Legal substitution? Is that against the Titans?
I didn't even see anybody coming in. How could that have even happened? They were, unless somebody was running off the field, because Lawton did head up to the line of scrimmage quickly for that one. Because I even thought to myself, if you're Lawton, you would think you'd want to take a little time here as you're down there to the 7-yard line. You don't want to leave Lumen time to go march it down.
So they give them half the distance. It's going to be a first and goal.
Yep.
And that'll be on the 3. No, 4. 4-yard line. Weird angle for us up here from that one.
If Lawton is going to score, if you're Lumen, you almost hope that it's this play. I mean, obviously you want to try to stop him, but
a little more
it's
time.
A tall order to stop this running team of Lawton on a first and goal on the 4.
Clock starts, minute 56. Jumbo set here for Lawton, not quite the same tee. And now Lawton moves. And that's going to be procedure penalty against the Blue Devils. So minute 51 to play in regulation. 20-13 Titans. Lawton is on the drive.
Time will tell if that penalty was good for Lumen or bad for Lumen, because if they can hold him, great.
First and goal from the 8. They give it to Roof, and he's not going to add to his touchdown total on that play. Brought him down at the 6. Minute 35 and the clock runs. 20-13 Titans. Second and goal from about the 6.
How about another turnover here, Steve?
That would be an amazing way to close this one out.
Lawton definitely now in no hurry. They're trying to let all this clock melt down.
And there's the give to Gieb. And I think he's in. No! What's the signal? I think they got him on the inch line. Yeah, they don't give him a touchdown.
Okay.
Third and goal from the inch line. 55 seconds. And, oh, Monitor's trying to keep it. They kept him out at first, last second effort, though. I think he gets in. There it is, touchdown. 20-19 with 46 seconds to play. Lawton drives it down.
And so far, Lawton's kicked extra points every time. I'm assuming that's what their plan is, to try to tie this up, and as it looks like the kicker's
out of the field. They got the tee out, yeah.
Well, Lumen Christie, you will have 46 seconds to make something happen. Or do it now with a little blocked extra point. Now, again, these are high school kids, and we take for granted these extra points, but you have to make a good snap and a good hold.
Yeah.
Not to mention the kick, and
he's already missed one. Yeah.
This is not just a given.
20-19, Titans lead is one. Oh. Snaps high, holds down, not blocked. No good! Flag out, though, flag out!
Are they going to get him with a running into the kicker?
The kicker's down, and he's playing it up for all it's worth.
And, Steve, what if he is hurt with this penalty, it's going to march it closer to the goal line. They might go for two, try to win this thing if the kicker is injured. But I don't know if he's just milking it for the call or if he's truly injured.
So we'll get another try here.
They're marching. They're going for two.
We'll get a two-point attempt.
Oh, boy.
20-19, 46 seconds. A two-point try for the Lawton Blue Devils coming.
For the season, perhaps.
And now a timeout. 60 seconds, and we're back with this play on K105.3.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
The Division 7 state semifinals. Lumen Christie versus Lawton. High school football. Back to the action on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Formation. First and goal from the one. I mean, it's a two-point try. Play action. He keeps. Motters in. 21-20. Lawton takes a lead here. 44 seconds to play. And there's got to be somebody on the sideline who's saying, hold on, 44 seconds on the clock.
Yep, and we said Lumen Christie doesn't have necessarily that quick strike offense, at least that you wouldn't think so, but they've had two drives so far today that have been both under a minute. So it's not over.
On that other Jackson area semifinal game, Michigan Center leads Warren Michigan Collegiate 29-28 with just under 4 minutes to play. Wild, wild Saturday of football here.
It's two games as good as you could ask for high school football.
Who could ask for anything more? Except a Lumen win here.
Say, a little Lumen last second magic.
Interested to see what happens with a kick. If you kick it short against Lumen, you don't do yourself any favors. Those guys, Gabe King's up there. Everybody who's back there who could catch a squib can run it.
Yep.
We saw Gabe King go 80 yards on a punt return a couple weeks ago.
Lawton kicker does have a boot. He kicked it to the end zone last time.
If I'm Lawton, that's what I do. I take the return right out of it. Now what do we got here?
A lot of timeout. I guess they're going to talk about it.
30-second break. We'll get the kickoff when we come back on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Now back to the action. High school football playoffs. The Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
46 seconds on the clock. Titans trail by one, 21-20, with the football coming their way on a kickoff. This one is high, end over end, into the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback.
Quite a weapon you have as a kicker that can do that. That ball landed three quarters away through the end zone.
Yeah, and I think all season long, if you can do it, Brian, you never let anyone return it. You just put them on the 20 and put your defense on the field. You know, that's a great feeling to know that you can set things up that way. It's 46 seconds and 80 yards. Are the enemies of the Titans right now, along with that Lawton Blue Devil defense that's been tough all day. Ehlers out of the shotgun, looking to throw, rolling out right, gets it away, and hit as he throws, incomplete. And that's a near interception on that play, too, and just right out of his arms, just nothing doing. Only runs off 4 seconds on the play, but a second down and 10 with 42 seconds to go.
Yeah, Ehlers and Lumen Christie very fortunate there as he was getting hit as the ball was released, and that was just flopped up in there. Lawton almost comes down with it. Great high school atmosphere.
Shotgun for Ehlers. Empty backfield. Back to throw. He's under pressure. Escapes. On the run. Looking to throw. Gets it away. Hit as he throws it. Up in the air. Jump ball. Golden. Oh, he had it on his chest and it bounces off. Incomplete. And a flag for a roughing. Yeah.
Yep.
They teed off on Ehlers earlier in the game and he was down for a while. They did it again this time and I think they're going to get a roughing call.
Yeah, they hit him high. Boy, I tell you, Golden was kind of behind his man, and he had a chance to come on with that.
He really went up high to get that. Ralph Golden's been spectacular a lot of this game today, offense and defense. So Lumen's maybe going to get a little help from this penalty. No, is that going against Lumen? No, it was
That's got to be. Let's see. The Michigan Center game, we're getting another update.
Warren Michigan Collegiate on the move, third and eight, ball on their 26.
1 minute to go there, 35 seconds to go here.
21-20, Titan deficit is 1 point, and I think we had offsetting penalties, right?
Oh, they got a hole.
They haven't walked anything off. So the football's on the 20, second and 10, so it's as though that play never happened. Except for the lick that Ehlers took at the end of that. He's in there, though, in the shotgun. Rolling out to his right, looking to throw. Comes back across to Nick Wilson. Set up a screen. Well set up. Wilson makes a move. Yeah, the run. He gets down to the 35. And the Titans, they have one timeout left. They're going to get up and spike
it. They do.
Hustle into the line. Ehlers is going to clock the ball with 26 seconds. 25 seconds. They got one to run off there. 20-21 Titans trail by one.
And earlier, Steve, the Titans on the very first play of the half had to call a timeout. And then right before an extra point had to call a timeout. We said we hope that didn't cost them.
You'd love to have a couple of timeouts in your back pocket right now. They have one timeout left. And they'll save it for when they need it. Well designed play, and for a moment it looked like Wilson dodged a tackler and he might be off to the races, but good job by Lawton to recover.
And right now Lawton just pinning their ears back, and Ehlers has been under duress the last three attempts, so might have to get something off quickly.
Cooper Keene to his left, He's rolling out to his right, looking up the middle for Golden. He's got Golden. Oh, he caught off of his fingertips. He was behind the defender. If he catches that, he's gone.
Oh, my.
Oh, what a drop. 19 seconds and an incomplete pass. That was a chance for Ralph Golden to just go to the end zone. Instead, third down and 10 with 19 seconds, and that would have been a tough catch.
Yeah.
Defender flying through the air in front of him, but he got behind him and had a step.
Yeah, that defender, I think, undercut it, thinking he was there for the pick and just misjudged it because it was in Golden's hands.
35-yard line, third and 10. Looking up the sideline, Cooper Keene. No, he goes to Simpson. Overthrown, intercepted, that's it!
Oh, no.
Cooper Keene goes to Cole Simpson was on his belly on the sideline there, and Cooper Keene had to go get him up so that he wouldn't get trampled by that Lawton team. Titans have one timeout, 13 seconds. I can't envision a scenario where this turns around, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a kneel down and game over. Oh, that was a heartbreaking way to end the season for Lumen.
13 seconds remain. 21 to 20. It's the Titans. Late two-point try for the win for Lawton, and that's the game.
Oh, boy. That is not what we envisioned about 38 minutes ago when Lumen Christie seemingly not had it under control, but definitely seized momentum.
We're at zeros here on the clock. 21 to 20, your final score. And it is the Lawton Blue Devils that'll go to Ford Field a week from today, 10 a.m. Saturday. Let's take 3 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and get you what scores we have, what stats we have, and wrap up our season coverage for the Titans and see if we got any extended season coverage for Michigan Center. Back in 3 minutes here on K105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The South Street and Jefferson Road locations of Kelly Express, along with the Galley in Napoleon, now offer DoorDash.
November pizza specials available at South Street, Jefferson, Grass Lake, and the Galley. Right now, get a large one-topping pizza with salad for just $14.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com. For quick, convenient service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Give the gift of health this holiday season. The Jackson YMCA is offering two specials during Black Friday weekend. Get $0 join fees on all memberships in person or online Black Friday through the weekend. And on Cyber Monday, $0 join fees are available at jacksonymca.org. Save up to $100. Y memberships make great gifts for friends, family, or even yourself. The Y is also holding a rare sale on group exercise punch cards. Save $22. Get details on these Black Friday specials at jacksonymca.org. Headquartered in Michigan, Level One Bank is a local, full-service community bank right here in Jackson, offering personal banking, business banking, and home mortgage services. Level One Bank, located on Wisner Street, it's the bank building with the mural. Call 517-917-0908 or visit levelonebank.com to learn more. That's levelonebank.com. Level One Bank, a local community bank here in Jackson. Level One Bank is a member of the FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going.
Headquartered in Michigan, Level One Bank is a local, full-service community bank right here in Jackson, offering personal banking, business banking, and home mortgage services. Level One Bank, located on Wisner Street, it's the bank building with the mural. Call 517-917-0908 or visit levelonebank.com to learn more. That's levelonebank.com. Level One Bank, a local community bank here in Jackson. Level One Bank is a member of the FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. From minor leaks to clogged drains or larger plumbing jobs, Grimes has you covered. No job is too big or too small for Grimes Plumbing. Grimes Plumbing can get the job done before further damage occurs to your home. Take a peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Any day is a great day to be a Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit HanoverHorton.org. Hanover Horton's schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets!
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
Lumen Christie versus Lawton, back to the game. High school football, the Division 7 state semifinals on K105.3.
The professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Captain C. Boyle. On a down note, an exciting game all the way through, and that somebody had to win, unfortunately, was the wrong team today. The Blue Devils, I can't take anything away from them. They played tough the whole way. That second half was just a back-and-forth battle. Two very good football teams giving each other the best shot, and Lawton just got the last chance at it and scored.
The unfortunate thing for Lumen Christie is here, it was a Lawton botched extra point that ended up winning for him because it was a high snap. The guy couldn't get it down. The kicker missed it, but unfortunately, the Lumen Christie guy just barely runs into him. They call roughing, and now that makes Lawton go for two, and that's the difference.
Our last update, and we'll stick around on the broadcast till it's a final, but 29-36, Michigan Center trailing Warren Michigan Collegiate with 41 seconds left, very similar to this, that late touchdown, and Michigan Center was still with a little time, and if anybody can score in 41 seconds, it's that Michigan Center team. We've seen them do it, but it seems like a tall order against a very good Warren Michigan Collegiate team.
Yeah, we'll see if Caden Hyland can pull that cape on and do something Supermanish one more time. Yeah, and a 4th-and-7, Michigan Collegiate throws a 30-yard touchdown with 41 seconds to go is what we're being told.
A couple other games here. We had a come-from-behind victory for Hudson. They hadn't been down much at all year. Trailed 22-0, come back to win 28-22. So the Hudson Tigers will go to a state championship game. Lansing Catholic, 18-7 win. Chelsea, 130-27, so the Bulldogs will go to Ford Field. And Marine City to play Lansing Catholic with a 27-7 win. And what do we have here? Unity with a 58-8 final over Edwardsburg, Hudsonville Unity. So, many good games around the area. But this one, 21-20, our final. Lumen Christi will see their season come to an end in the state semifinals. But it was a great season for Lumen all year. Just a fantastic run. And they play tough competition in the regular season. And then you come in here to Division 7, and the competition level just goes up. You know, I think a lot of people think because Lumen Christi plays in Division 7 that's some kind of an easy route, but they have a tough matchup every single week here in the postseason, and then all season long they're playing these teams that are Division 3, 4, 5, and here they are in Division 7 and they have to go out and match up and most of the time overmatch those teams. So it's great to be able to have a full season like this, Brian. We move into that role where we get to start doing the Lumen Jackson games. After we were the new guys, and then we had the COVID year, so it didn't feel real, and Lumen had a weird season last season. But they come back, they get a full season. We got to see what it's like to watch Lumen Christi Titan football all this year, and it was everything you hope it would be. They're sometimes maligned for, you know, perhaps being, you know, having that swagger of the championships and everything, but they earn that by playing well every single game, and today was no exception. They really, I'm sure they're going to regret some first half mistakes, but I think in the second half they did everything they could.
Yeah, if they're maligned, it's just out of jealousy most of the time. Because
I thought that was
like,
clear. Yeah,
yeah, like not liking the New York Yankees during the 50s, 60s, 70s, but yeah. It's a shame the way that one had to end. But like you said, somebody's always going to be disappointed. Two great fan bases here.
Yeah.
Stands packed on both sides. You know, it's high school sports at its finest is what it is.
Post-game coverage today brought to you by One North Kitchen and Bar. That's a great place to go have a meal. And the final for Michigan Center, 36-29. So the Cardinal season ends, the Titan season ends, and from only minutes ago we thought maybe we needed to start making plans to go to Ford Field. Instead, we'll be home next weekend just, I don't know, visiting family and eating Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah, both Jackson teams ahead with under 3 minutes to go, and they both lose. We went from excited Saturday to sad Saturday.
We did. Well, so we got a couple things, best player of the game and player of the game that we have to name, and we'll do those when we come back. One more break here on the post game. Again, Lumen Christi loses late in this one, 21-20 the final on K105.3.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing, in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia Schools. Congratulations to our fabulous upper elementary teachers and students. Columbia Upper Elementary was named to the U.S. News & World Report Best Elementary Schools in the USA. Columbia School District has caring teachers who will nurture and educate your child for a successful future. Columbia School District offers K-12 robotics, athletics, academic games, and exciting science courses to prepare your child for college and beyond. Visit us at myeagles.org. Learning today, leading tomorrow.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Is your bank account feeling the strain of the holiday shopping? Clothing Carousel can help ease the pain. At Clothing Carousel, you'll find high-quality, name-brand consignments from the labels you trust at unbelievably low prices. The Clothing Carousel also has great home decor, Andrew's Rustic Aroma candles, and gift certificates available for your holiday gift-giving. The Clothing Carousel would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
High school football playoffs, the Division 7 state semifinals on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, again, we're final here, 21-20 is the win for Lawton. The Blue Devils will move on and face the winner of the game between Pawama Westphalia and Traverse City St. Francis. I think we had Pawama leading it our last update from there, but a close game nonetheless. And just just a fun day with a sour end to it today, Brian. We are on the post game here for One North Kitchen and Bar, and just a number of good plays. Derek Walker had 2 touchdowns in the first half. Our second half, the only score for the Titans was a Ralph Golden fumble recovery that he took to the end zone. And Lawton, couple scores in the first half early, and then they got that score late, and the 2-point attempt made all the difference. 21-20 our final. Our play of the game for the nightlight. Good food there. Might be a place to plan for some dinner tonight after maybe a good place to go and eat something while you watch Michigan play Maryland a little later on. You can hear that game on 970 AM, 101.5 FM. But our play of the game is going to be the Ralph Golden fumble recovery. He went about 75 or so yards to take that to the end zone and really changed the momentum. Looked like it had set the Titans up in a great position to win, and only to see a late score for Lawton. But our player of the game for the nightlight is Ralph. Our play of the game for the nightlight is Ralph Golden. Our player of the game for Tri-County Water. Gosh, that's delicious water, Brian. Have you had? We've been by the station. Had some of that Tri-County Water.
Oh,
we have.
It. How does water taste so good?
It's
I don't know
pure.
How that happens.
It's just so pure.
It's like licking a glacier.
I love to. And maybe it's ruining it. The water boy. The Adam Sandler character would hate it, but I got a little water flavoring, and it never tastes better than when you mix it with that Tri-County water. So get in touch with Tri-County Water. They can bring you softener salt to your house and or water. Either way, they're setting you up with delicious, delicious water. Player of the game today is going to go to Cole Simpson. Ralph Golden had that great play at Derek Walker with those 2 touchdowns, but in the second half, what was bigger than Cole Simpson with an interception, a fumble recovery? I mean, he was just all over the place on defense. He makes big plays on the offense too, but just for a team full of two-way players that play well today, Cole Simpson stood out.
Yeah, it was kind of fitting because just like any other game, we actually had to have discussion.
Yeah,
player of the game is never easy when you do a Lumen game because there's always four or five guys. We've talked about Logan Decker,
yeah,
the JV call-up that made big contributions. The punter Martinez.
Three,
you know,
just absolutely
flipping the
marvelous
field.
Punch. Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of guys that contributed just fell short on an unlucky botched extra point from Lawton that turned out to be good for them.
And as always, frequently underappreciated just because of the way the game goes, but Charlie Conkle, Sam Putman, Cooper Comerworth, Chunky Willis, Connor Berkeypile, Connor Smith, all those guys who play down on the line for the Titans just do a great job of blocking for those backs. Brendan Daly had some big plays today. Nick Wilson, Derek Walker, Cole Simpson, Colin Morrow, the four-headed running back monster that is the Titans' backfield, just couldn't get it going today, save for the one huge run for Derek Walker. That's a kudos to Lawton for being able to make stops against that this Titan team.
Yeah, and their biggest stop perhaps of the day was Lumen scored a touchdown to go up 7, had a chance to go for 2 that could have made it 9 and maybe just put it out of reach at that point. But big defensive play by Lawton to knock it out of Keene's hands in the end zone. And, well, I guess the rest is we know by now.
So with 20 seconds to play, Warren Michigan Collegiate intercepted Michigan Center and finished that one out. 36-29 ended up being the final. So both of our Jackson area teams who had this magical run going, see it come to an end in the semifinals. But, you know, if you're Michigan Center, that's the furthest any team has gone, and you just leave something there for the next class to say, all right, we got to beat that now. Maybe next year it's a state finals team. And Lumen Christi, they'll go back to work. They'll get ready for basketball, and then they'll come back next football season with expectations of going here or further.